It looked like yesterday that the Lugnuts were going to be on their way to a third straight win over West Michigan, bringing a 4-2 lead to the bottom of the ninth inning. But with two outs and a 1-2 count, Max Clark hit a game-tying two-run triple. Hunter Breaux then committed a balk facing Max Anderson. Clark awarded home plate, and the Whitecaps walked off with a 5-4 win. So how did the Lugnuts respond? Wander Guante's on the mound against the Whitecaps' Colin Fields, and we shall see shortly. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here, joined by Adam Jaxa. Adam, have you already perished the thought from last night?
Yeah, Max Clark isn't in the lineup today, so let's move forward.
We do move forward. Kevin McGonigal returns for the Whitecaps. They'll start Colin Fields. Fields so far this year, making his 20th appearance, his 16th start. Nobody on West Michigan has allowed more home runs. Craig Conklin right now talking to the umpires right after the lineup exchange. West Michigan's lineup representative has departed. Conklin's conversation has continued. And this all stems from last night and the way that everything went down. Here's your Lugnuts starting lineup. Johnny Butler leads off in left field. Batting second, the center fielder Ryan Lasko. Heading third, the right fielder Danny Bautista Jr. Batting fourth, first baseman Will Simpson. Heading fifth, shortstop A. Ribiel Angeles. Third baseman Luke Mann bats after him in the sixth spot. Batting seventh, the DH Cameron Masterman. Heading eighth, catcher Cole Kahn. Rounding off the order, batting ninth, Casey Yamauchi at second base. That's Butler, Lasko, Bautista Jr., Simpson, Angeles, Mann, Masterman, Kahn, and Yamauchi. Adam, who's your spotlight Lugnuts batter?
It's a long conversation down here.
Yeah, it's with both umpires.
And Cappuccelli's already left, like multiple minutes ago. Go ahead.
I was just wondering about your spotlight Lugnuts hitter. The conversation concludes with Craig Conklin shaking both umpires' hands.
Okay. Well, there you go. Friendly. Let's go with Ryan Lasko tonight out of the two-hole.
Okay. Down the other side, the West Michigan Whitecaps starting nine. Jim Jarvis leads off at second base. Batting second, DHing Max Anderson. Then hitting third, the shortstop Kevin McGonigal. First baseman Luis Santana hits cleanup. Batting fifth, the left fielder Luke Gold. Danny Soretti at third base. Bats after him in the number six spot. Batting seventh, right fielder Patrick Lee. Catcher Josh Grouch hits eighth. And batting ninth, the center fielder Seth Stevenson. Jarvis Anderson, McGonigal. Santana Gold, Soretti. Lee Crouch and Stevenson. Supporting the right-hander, Colin Fields. Who's your spotlight Whitecap?
Jesse, are you a giving individual?
Sometimes.
Are you in a giving mood?
Maybe. Yesterday was Christmas in July.
So today, are we followed up?
You know what? Yes. Yes, I am.
Well, you know what? Let's throw a bone then to Seth Stevenson. Let's see if he can get one today.
Tell you what he did not do yesterday. He did not give up any base hits. He took them away out in left field.
He sure did. So he's going to be my spotlight hitter today, 0-10 in this series.
He's been due. It's been hard for Seth. That batting average down to .238 for the Tennessee Volunteer. Wander Guante for the Lugnuts. Mitch Myers will piggyback him. What do you make of the Lugnuts tandem today?
I like it. I mean, Wander Guante has done really well. I know they bumped him up to AA, and his numbers are a little elevated. They weren't too bad, though, but his ERA has been cut in half, sitting in the twos in Lansing. Like the way he's been pitching it when he's been in Lansing and just recently came back, but I think this is a good guy to start tonight. And Mitch Myers, pick any starting pitcher in the rotation for the Nuts. Tandem starter. He's been one of the more consistent guys, so I think they got a good chance to have a good pitching performance tonight from those two and see if they can bounce back.
Lugnuts and Whitecaps game 4 out of 6. Tomorrow night, 7.05 p.m. Will Johnston for the Lugnuts against the Whitecaps left-hander Joe Miller. And then on Sunday, scheduled for a 2.05 p.m. start with Blaise Pontes getting the ball against the Whitecaps right-hander Austin Bergner. Your piggyback relievers each of the next 2 days, Jacob Waters tomorrow, and then on Sunday, Chen Zhengao Chuan. And the Lugnuts are coming back home. Coming up on Tuesday, a 6-game series against the Dayton Dragons. Right now, here in the second half, it's Dayton running away with East Division. The Dragons have opened up 10-2 at home. They have won 4 consecutive games. Their record is 17-10. They have dominated Fort Wayne. The Dragons are now 3.5 games up on West Michigan, who is 13-13. and four games up over the Lansing Lugnuts at 13-14. So a chance for the Lugnuts to play well over the course of these next 3 days. And then you've got the chance to individually, man-on-man, make up ground against the first-place Dragons yourself starting on Tuesday.
Listen, it doesn't change from what we said at the start of this series. You got to win this series. You are right there if you win this series with a couple of big series coming up against Dayton and Great Lakes where you can continue to push for a chance to get into the playoffs. I mean, we're coming up on the last full month of the season, so the time is now. They are better than this team here in West Michigan. They've showcased that. They should be up 3-0 in the series. Give credit to the Whitecaps who won last night, but this is a big one tonight, Jesse. See if you can get back in the win column and get your weekend off to a good start.
There's more big Midwest League news to relay to you as we're waiting right now. Bob Wells, the on-field MC, is getting all set to introduce the Whitecaps taking the field. The Great Lakes Loons are hosting the Lake County Captains. And the number one overall pick in the 2024 draft, Travis Bazana, is joining Lake County starting tonight.
Well, that's good. He announced it like a week and a half ago in his press conference.
The man did not lie.
Kind of a Crapton move, if you ask me. But you know what? He's out there. Listen, this is the time right now that we're looking for, in all seriousness. All of these draft picks, all of these college players that typically get sent to high A, they are going to make a big impact on how this race finishes out. Now, the Captains, they've already clinched a playoff spot in the first half, so they can't win the second half. But the Loons, the Dragons, the Tin Caps, the White Caps, the Lugnuts, they are all hoping for some more support from this draft. And the Captains, the first ones to get it, even though, you know, what do they say? The rich get richer? They've already playoff bound, Jesse.
They're now wealthier.
Yes.
In porcelain.
They sit on their toilet thrones out there in East Lake.
Lake County. There go the West Michigan Whitecaps taking the field flat in their home white uniforms. Tonight, Adam, what was the big draw for the fans here today? Coupons as they enter?
Yeah, they get free fries from Hopcat, which, by the way...
Fries.
No, I'm sorry.
Oh, they've changed the name?
Yeah, because that's not PC. So Cosmic Fries, I think?
Cosmic Fries.
Now, they are delicious. They also have passed out these wonderful pamphlets that say Crush the Nuts and have a giant Luggy the Lugget Lugnut logo crossed out.
Well, that's rather inciting.
Yeah. So, you know, if I'm a little smarmy tonight during the broadcast, you know why.
We are peaceful people in the visiting broadcast booth at LMCU Ballpark. The Whitecaps taking the field 1-1. West Michigan's record entering play today in the second half, 13-13, 44-48 for the year for the Detroit Tigers High A affiliate. Lansing Lugnuts are 13-14 here in the second half and 45-47 for the season. Half a game back in the standings in the half and one game up overall. Lansing Lugnuts in total. How about game number 28 in the second half? Game number 93 in the Lugnuts' 28th season in the Midwest League. Lugnuts clad in the black uniforms. The white numbers on the back outlined in gray, road gray pants, black baseball caps with the black bills. Down the third base side, here come the white caps and their home white uniforms with the navy caps because the white caps never wear white caps. Let's go down to the field.
we're ready to go with some baseball tonight. Well sung down there on the field. LMCU Ballpark, the fourth night of baseball on the west side of the state. And we are ready to see if the Lugnuts can bounce back. Lost last night in the bottom of the ninth. They got walked off, gave up three runs. So the Nuts come in winners of two of three of the first six in this series. Lansing now 13-14 in the second half, 45-47 overall. As for the Whitecaps, 13-13 and 44-48 overall. Another beautiful evening for baseball. Lansing in the road blacks, Whitecaps in the home whites. With the call of the game to our right in the lovely maroon polo on the west side of the state, which we love. Here he is, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Isn't it just beautiful today? Let's play some baseball. West Michigan's defense. The catcher is Josh Crouch, currently in the crouch. At first base, Luis Santana. Jim Jarvis plays second. Kevin McGonigal at shortstop. And Danny Ceretti at third. McGonigal in each of his first two games. Difficulty here with West Michigan. Three errors committed. This is his third game. The 19-year-old up in high A is getting moved up from Lakeland. On the outfield, Luke Gold is in left. Seth Stevenson moves from left field to center. Max Clark the day off. And Patrick Lee is in right field. West Michigan team this year that has committed 88 errors. The man on the mound, the right-hander Colin Fields. Signed as an undrafted free agent 2 years ago. He hails from Libertyville, Illinois. Adam, what are the keys to beating Fields?
Liberty, Liberty, Libertyville. The keys, Jesse? You know what? I think it's, I heard the scouting report was time up the fastball, time up the curveball, and see if you can get on base, right? I mean, there were opportunities in last night's game where Lansing should have had a bigger lead than two runs in the ninth inning. I think they've got to take advantage tonight. When they get guys on base, they've got to make West Michigan pay and extend this lead. Don't give them a chance to come back.
Here we go. 6:39 p.m. Western side of the mitt. Johnny Butler batting left. First pitch. Fastball high. Ball one. Underway 4 minutes behind schedule. Terry Alipert would never. Third baseman Ceretti is in. Shortstop McGonigal up the middle. The pitch. Butler rolls it over on the right side. Fielded to his left, Jim Jarvis. From the outfield grass, the throw to first for out number one. A ground out to the second baseman. Brings up Ryan Lasko. Right-hander against right-hander, no score. The kick, the pitch. Fastball at the letters, called a strike. Lasko is now hitting 208 through six games with Lansing. Fields throws. Fastball high. 0 for 3 yesterday with a walk. But the Lugnuts starting center fielder. And Adam, your spotlight Lugnuts hitter today. A deep breath for Colin Fields. Pitch on its way. Off speed, down and away. Two balls and a strike. Great hitters count. Lasko, like so many that we have seen coming up through the A's organization. An outfielder with great power and great speed. Black bat in hand. The pitch up high. Three balls and a strike. Similar, I would argue, to a Colby Thomas in terms of he's not very big. Lasko an inch taller at 6 feet tall. And yet the ball takes off of his bat. And that speed is something. One out, nobody on. No score. Fields winds, throws. Lasko grounds it hard and foul up the left side. Off the tarp toward the Whitecaps' pen.
Maybe a little Brian Buelbas in him. Good speed, good catchability, and some pop behind that bat.
I think that's a very good comparison. Buelbas now up in double A. The payoff. Up high for ball four. Lasko is on. One out base runner for the Nuts in front of Danny Bautista Jr. That's the thing about Lasko, too. Fourth walk drawn in his seventh game with the Lugnuts after he drew 59 walks in 82 games with Stockton. He leads the A's minor league organization in walks. Righty, righty for Batista Jr. No score. Danny lays off a curve down and away. Very slow curve. Long and looping at 71 miles an hour. Find us on social media at Adam Jackson for Adam, ADAMJKSA. From Yat J. Goldstrass, JGOLDSTRASS. Fields throws. Tried the curve again. This one hooked in for a called strike. And that one was down to 69 miles an hour. Well, how slow can you go? Vin Scully would say like a stream of milk. Does Lasko run? He does. The pitch swung at and missed. A throw down to second base. And the tag from Jarvis greeting Lasko. Two outs. Went in head first, but it was a high fastball. Batista Jr. couldn't make contact. And then the throw by Josh Crouch was on the money.
It just didn't look like he got a great jump there, Jesse. Took him a while to start moving, it felt like. And about before he got halfway, that ball was already out of the mitt. Crouch.
1-2 pitch on its way. Inside with a slow curve. Adam, if he had tried to steal second base on one of these three slow curves, I think he's in there. It just shows the one pitch out of four that was a fastball. And a high fastball to boot. Two outs, nobody on, no score. The 2-2 pitch. All the way up the right side. Right back to the high fastball. Pretty simple pitching, right? 90 miles an hour at the top of the zone or above. And then the slow curves dropping down. Sox pulled up to the knees for Danny. The pitch. Batista Jr. fouls it off, rolling to the left side. Splitter. Splitter there. Will Simpson's on deck. Vasco, by the way, caught stealing for the first time as a lug nut. Now 1-for-2. Here's the pitch. A ground ball hit to shortstop. McGonagall fields. Goes to first. Three away. Side retired. A walk and a caught stealing means nobody left on. Fields faces the minimum. And we go to the bottom of the first inning. The lug nuts nothing. West Michigan coming up against Wander Guante.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Lugnuts didn't score in the top half. Didn't strand anybody either. Colin Fields faced the minimum. And now here's Wander Guante to take on Jim Jarvis, Max Anderson, and Kevin McGonagall. Lefty-righty lefty against the Lugnuts right-hander Guante out of La Capital, Santo Domingo. Steps back. Hezzy, leg kick, the pitch. And he missed down and away. Ball one to Jimmy Jarvis out of Alabama. Vaulted up to the top of the order, where Max Clark had been hitting each of the first 3 days. The pitch, Jarvis takes a called strike. A fastball in the outside corner at the knees. Wander Guante, second appearance since coming back from Double A. Delivers. Fouled off at home, strike two. got him last time that we saw Guante. Coming back, and looked to me like he hadn't missed a beat.
I think he enjoys pitching for the Nuts.
Jarvis hitting just 200. This is a 1-2, and he bounces it up the right side, taken in by the first baseman, Simpson. And then the left turn to the bag for out number one. Wander Guante with Lansing. Now 9 appearances. This is his 4th start. And now you can give him 28 2/3 innings. The league batting 194 against him coming in. Here's the right-handed hitting Max Anderson. Right-handers against Guante are hitting 128. He lets it fly. Fly ball, right field, down the line. Batista Jr. makes the catch into the corner. 2 outs. Had it all the way.
Never a doubt, I believe, is what they say.
Nope. There's Kevin McGonigal. No score in the ballgame. Left-handed hitting shortstop has opened up 1 for his first 7 with West Michigan. Compensatory pick last year just called up on Tuesday. Guante throws. Fastball high, ball 1. 93 miles an hour. Left foot in front of the right foot. Step back, leg kick, the pitch. Outside. 2-0. Well, McGonigal and Max Clark were called up on the same day. Both of them struggled through the first 2. McGonigal had yesterday off. The deal. That missed off the outside corner for ball 3. Yesterday, Max Clark finally had a great showing. Great showing. Knocked in all 4 runs. And then he scored the winning 5th run, the West Michigan 5-4 win. The pitch. McGonigal whacks it out to left field. That hangs up for Johnny Butler to make the catch. McGonigal on a 3-0 flies out at a perfect first inning for Guante. Let's go to the 2nd from LMCU Ballpark. No score.
Today's world is hectic, and sometimes as parents, we need a little help. And we get it. Our kids prefer to hang out with their digital babysitter, where social media is their best friend. Companies like TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube promise entertainment and connection, but spread isolation and despair. To them, our kids are just dollar signs. For hours a day, social media sells our children's minds to the highest bidder, no matter the human cost. We would never let a real-life babysitter introduce our kids to racists, conspiracy theorists, or women haters. We wouldn't let a babysitter show our children violence or give them drugs. But social media companies do this every day, making billions of dollars by feeding our kids content that damages their mental health and self-esteem. So before we hand our kids off to the digital babysitter, just remember that social media is addictive and profitable by design. These companies don't care and Congress won't act, so it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are fighting for change to make sure someone holds these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The man from Valpo, Colin Fields, takes on Simpson, Anales, and Mann, 4-5-6. Lansing Lugnuts starting lineup coming up here in the 2nd. No score. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler alongside Adam Jaxa. Clayton Bell, our entourage. Righty, righty. There's Will Simpson. Lugnuts cleanup hitter, starting first baseman. Fields kicks and offers. The slow curve outside, ball 1. Fields gets his sign from Josh Crouch. From the first base out of the rubber, delivers. Fastball outside, 2-0. That fastball is only about 89 miles an hour. And it follows the 69 mile an hour curve. How about a 20 mile an hour difference? A 2-0 pitch. Simpson fouls it back. Fastball up in the zone. We have seen Will with the hand speed to catch up to those pitches and turn them around. Yesterday, another fly out to the wall. Wind is blowing out to left. The pitch. Simpson takes a called strike in the inside corner. Back to the fastball.
20-mile-an-hour difference? Isn't that the difference in how fast you go when the speed limit is posted?
I go 5. Here's the 2-2. Swing and a miss. He chased the curve down and away. First strikeout for Fields. Okay, so for me growing up in D.C., the Beltway, the speed limit is 55, and if there's no traffic, everybody goes 70. But if the speed limit is 30 on a suburban road, you go 30. Speed cameras will catch you. Here's Eribe Alanales. The pitch. Smack to the right side. Base hit right field. Patrick Lee gets it in. An opposite field, one out single for the Lugnuts. No score in the ball game. Here's Luke Mann.
You know, we talk about the road to Detroit for these Whitecaps. There's a highway that leads to Detroit, but it's 55. And I swear, nobody goes under 75 on that thing.
All right, but if I'm driving 127, and the speed limit says 75, I'm not going to do 95. Luke Mann bats left. Anales at first, one out. The pitch. Bad takes. A little low. Ball one. What do you do when the speed limit is 75?
Wait, hold on. Yeah. I want to know what you do if you're not going 75.
I do 80. I do 5. I told you. I do 5 over the speed limit.
Come on now.
Out of it 70, I'll go 75, 76. Ball one offering. Line foul left side. When it says 75, what are you going?
Jesse, we got to live a little with you. 85, 90 is where I push the pedal.
Yeah.
In the daytime, if it's at night.
So 15 over.
That's right.
But you're not going 20 over.
Correct. Sometimes.
Pushing toward triple digits.
Sometimes you got to get around those slow cars, you know?
Oh. The 1-1. Swing and a miss by Mann. Hyde shattered. See, Adam would drive faster than that fastball.
You're darn right. Backhanded compliment right there,
here's,
I feel like.
Here's what I worry about, though, when I'm driving 127. Deer. Those streets are not lit very well. Man fouls this pitch out of play to the left side.
A female deer or just deer?
Doe. A deer. Yeah, I think if there's any deer that are near the roadway, I know that you're not supposed to brake, right? You're supposed to accelerate right through.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. They're everywhere.
One ball, two strikes. The pitch. Man takes the curve for a called strike 3 at 70 miles an hour. Slowly slicing through the zone. Strikeout, single strikeout here in the second inning for Colin Fields. Now against Cameron Masterman.
Well, I was about to say on that strikeout for Simpson, let's see Fields put that curve in the strike zone before you swinging at it. And there it was right there against Mann. Good pitch.
That curve followed the speed limit. Might have gone a little lower. The pitch. Masterman takes a called strike in the inside corner. Hey, Eribe Alanales at first base. A look over the left shoulder by Fields. He holds. He deals. Masterman swung late and missed the fastball right down the middle at 89. He's going to go for a walk. All right, let's say you're a batter and you're taking on a guy who's throwing 89 and 69. What do you do, Adam?
I think you sit on that fastball.
Me too. No balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch. Fouled away right side. Curveball. Hopping up under the crowd. I would think that if you sat fastball, you could still, even if you were out early, just, you know, use your hands and drive that curve. An 0-2. Field throws. Anale starts and stops. The curve outside. That was Will Simpson's trouble, was he identified that slow curve, but he chased it out of the zone. I would argue that there's not too many pitchers in minor league baseball right now working with the kind of repertoire of Fields. The pitch. Fastball up and away. 2 balls and 2 strikes. It is a testament to Colin Fields that coming into play today, the RA fine 3.61, averaging about a strike at an inning. League batting just .223 against him. The 2-2. And that's right in there for called strike 3. the fastball at 90, and Masterman was frozen. Let's go to the bottom of the second inning. Field strikes at the side around the Anale single. No score from West Michigan.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Now Wander Guante takes his turn as we go to the bottom of the second inning. No score between the Lugnuts and the Whitecaps. The Whitecaps Santana, Golden Ceretti here, 4-5-6. Against the Nuts, righty from the Dominican. First up, Luis Santana batting right. On the pitch, hey, takes a call, ball a little low. Guante went off speed to start him. Santana out of Baní, Dominican Republic. And the pitch. A bouncing ball up the third base side, but foul before it reaches Luke Mann. Guante originally signed as a free agent back in 2019. Lets it fly. A ground ball down the third base side. Fair ball, base hit. Eludes the diving man. Ned heads into the left field corner. Santana heads for second base, slowing down. Butler hits the cutoff man. Lead-off double, Luis Santana. Well, if there's one place that Wander Guante has struggled this year with Lansing, it's lead-off hitters. They're now 11 for 31 against him, and that is the third double for a lead-off hitter. They also have three home runs. Now, after the lead-off hitters and innings, things get a lot harder. And when runners reach base against Guante, hitters are batting 0-88. Guante now against Luke Gold. Let's see if he can tighten up. Strand that runner, keep this one scoreless. Gold batting fifth, the left fielder. Righty to righty. The pitch. Popped up, foul. Back of home plate. Catcher Cole Kahn to the screen. Back and out of play off the seats. Bouncing right near a fan wearing a Jaden Ham uniform. See, Adam, I also see Miggy Cabrera a couple of rows back. There's a Johnny Peralta and an Ian Kinsler, little Prince Fielder down below. Straight below us here, we've got Miggy Cabrera and Riley Green. The pitch, head in the air to right center field and shallow, easy for Ryan Lasko. Center fielder makes the catch. At second base, the tag by Santana. Relay thrown to third. Tag, not in time. Head first in safely.
I think he's out there if there looked like there was a little tough spot there for Anales getting that ball out of his mitt. It had to be perfect, and it took just a second too long, but it was close play at third base. Good throw by Lasko.
So now runner at third, one out for Danny Ceretti, switch hitter batting left. Hitting 193 this year, but with four sacrifice flies. Third baseman man in. The pitch. Fouled away left side. up out of the upper deck and right in through an open door, and that baseball's inside. Surprise, surprise, everybody who decided not to go out to the balcony. The pitch, fastball outside.
Would that be considered an inside-the-park home run?
It's an inside-the-park something. Inside the suite. At third base, Santana. The pitch, down low, blocked well by Khan. Two balls and a strike on Cerretti. Not too much wind right now. Outfield is deep and straight away. Shortstop on a lays up the middle and toward the grass. The windup, the pitch. Down low again, ball three. And again, Cole Khan ready. Patrick Lee is on deck. Cerretti hitting just 193 out of a crouch. 3-1, up high for ball four. So a double, a flyout, a walk here to open up the bottom of the second inning. Whitecaps nothing, Lugnuts nothing. Here is Patrick Lee, signed out of Independent Baseball. The former Frontier Leaguer aced his first challenge down with the Lakeland Flying Tigers in the Florida State League. However, here with West Michigan batting just 188 through 20 games. Short lead for Cerretti at first, Santana at third. The pitch, he pushes it to the right side, base hit right field. Santana scores. Cerretti stops as he rounds second. A throw in by Danny Bautista Jr. RBI single for Lee, and the Whitecaps lead 1-0. It was an awkward swing. It was a slider in. It locked him up and caught flat-footed. All he did was he brought his bat through the zone as well as he could. And he pushed it to the right of the first baseman, Simpson. Not hit all that hard, but placed beautifully. Lee's 12th RBI of the year. And pitching coach Don Schulze heads out to talk to Guante. Josh Gotch is coming up. West Michigan scores first in this one. That's the case, Adam, to go back to it. You mentioned on the flyout by Luke Gold, Luis Santana tagging up and advancing to third base. It was close. Hey, Rebiel Anales could not get the relay throw to third in time. Put him in position.
And he did. He made a great throw, but there was a little moment, the transfer from glove to ball, just a tick of hesitation, a fumble in the mid, and the tag was right there on the back from Mann on Santana. Second earlier, and they might be out of the inning.
Lee at first, Cerretti at second. One out for Josh Crouch. The pitch. A chopper to second. Should be two. Yamauchi grabs. Steps on second. Throws to first. It is a double play. Casey Yamauchi. Born assisted to three, and that ends the second inning. A double, a walk, a single, one stranded, one scored. Let's go to the third inning. Adam Jackson gets the call. Lugnuts now down to the Whitecaps, 1-0.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe, and you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Hello there on your Friday evening, July 26, 2024. 1-0, Whitecaps in front. 8-9-1 coming up. Cole Kahn, Casey Yamauchi, and Johnny Butler. Nuts give up the run in that second inning. So West Michigan with their first lead since, well, they walked it off last night in the ninth. They also led in Wednesday's game before Lansing came back. Won that one 7-6. Beautiful night for baseball here in Comstock Park. Another sunny and 80-degree evening. And there are not many clouds, if any, up there in the sky tonight. A little Akon welcomes in Cole Kahn to the left side of the box. The righty fields, kicks and throws. Ripped, one hop, and it knocks into Santana. He knocks it down, underhand toss to Fields in time at first base. Oh my, 103 off the bat and right at Santana, but he did enough to knock that down, used his mitt as a shield.
That's why infielders are told, get in front of the ball. He got in front of it. And because it was hit so hard, he had the time to recover.
That's why they tell you to get in the ready position before the pitch is coming, right?
That's right.
Here comes Casey Yamauchi. Ready, ready the pitch. Breaking ball, high arcing, below the zone, called strike one.
Whoa, that's a tough call.
That's a very tough call.
It's one of those where the umpire goes, it broke so far, it had to have touched the zone somewhere.
The 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball, that one was much lower, called a ball.
That's what umpires have said about knuckleballs, that they float here, there, everywhere. At some point, maybe it touched the strike zone, who knows?
Base is clear, one out, 1-0, Whitecaps, top three. The pitch, Yamauchi pokes it off the padded wall. 1-2.
Are these 69-mile-an-hour curves, are these the slowest pitches that we've seen this year, do you think?
Yeah, because I don't think we haven't seen a position player pitch yet. So, yes, I would say that's accurate. 1-2 pitch. That's outside. 2-2. Yamauchi back in that nine spot tonight. 2-9 in this series with a run, RBI, walk. He's been hit by a pitch twice in this series through the first three games. The break even. On the ground, one hop snagged by Fields on the hill, and a lofted ball that is backed up on and caught by Santana. Well, Fields didn't need to make that a sun ball, but he did, and a couple of difficult plays for Santana to open up this third inning, two outs.
Did he throw him the 69-mile-an-hour curve? What happened there?
And that was just a straight drop throw right there.
Yeah. Alley-oop.
Johnny Butler drops by for an at-bat from the left side of the plate. 1-0 Whitecaps, top three, two outs. The pitch. There is that curveball. That below the zone, ball one. Butler, five hits in this series and 15 at-bats. He had three last night. Two singles, one a bunt, and a double. Righty-lefty, the pitch. Whacked up in the air, foul territory, third base side. Out of play. Another massive crowd tonight. They have filled this place up the last few days. 8,777 last night. They were treated to fireworks. If you're curious, time called by Johnny Butler. They don't do fireworks on Fridays, despite the great alliteration opportunity. No firework Fridays. But if you come tomorrow, not only will you see fireworks, you may also see Max Clark back in the lineup. How about that? 1-1. That's up high and inside. 2-2. Max Clark yesterday goes 3-for-5 with an RBI single, another RBI single, and then a two-run triple. The pitch home. That's in there. Strike two at the bottom of the zone. And then he scores the winning run on the balk from Hunter Bro, and his reward is a day off today. They play Butler to pull right side. The pitch. Ooh, that was right there on the outer edge. Butler gets a favorable ball three call. It is Christian Arguezza behind the plate. Nathan Hall is the fielding umpire tonight. He's over in first base foul territory. 3-2 pitch. Yanked out to right field. Hanging up, Lee comes in, but he can't get there. It drops in front of him. Four hits in the last 2 days for Johnny Butler. And the Nuts have a base runner with two outs in the third.
Adam, he muscled that ball into right field. Did not catch it clean.
Sometimes you just got to put it in play. That works out. Johnny Butler is starting to catch fire again. We've seen that happen a few times this year. That's why Craig Conklin continues to lead him off. Here's Ryan Lasko. The pitch. Breaking ball. Whacked up in the air. Left field. Gold is coming towards the line. Still chasing foul territory. And it drops down. Boy, if that is fair. Johnny Butler was five paces away from third when that hit. There's a chance that Craig Conklin tells him to keep running if that lands in fair territory. This game might be tied on a lofted looper down the line.
I think about yesterday, Seth Stevenson playing left field, and all that his speed denied the Lugnuts. Luke Gold is slow. That ball was in the air a long time, and I wonder if Lansing will be able to take advantage of his lack of range in left.
There goes Butler to second. The pitch. And we got a balk call. It took forever for Fields to throw. They were trying to let him know that Butler had taken off. And then he did. And now Johnny Butler's got to be furious because instead of a stolen base, it's a balk. The way we ended last night's game. So no pitch. Still 0-1 on Lasko. Base hit could tie this score. Johnny Butler with a little one-man rally here. The pitch home. Popped up in the infield, third base side. Cerretti underneath of it into foul territory. Back to fair territory in front of the pillow. Makes the catch, and that'll do it. So Butler single and balk to get him to second. Stranded to the bottom of the third. 1-0 Whitecaps.
Our excellence is shining, yet so many of us are dying. Colon cancer is silently killing our people, our friends, and family. So screen, we must. We do this for all of us. The health revolution must begin. From diagnosis to death rates, colon cancer can no longer win. Ravaging Black communities, colon screenings are a must. They're recommended for those 45 and up to pinpoint and treat the signs. If detected early, colon cancer is treatable, 91% beatable. It's on us to stand up to cancer once and for all. What's up? This is Will I Am, and I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. Getting screened for colon cancer can save your life. So learn about your screening options, including easy-to-use at-home tests. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
On a sunny Friday night in late July, Lansing trailing West Michigan 1-0. Thanks so much for spending your evening with us. Wander Guante back out on the hill. The righty will face Seth Stevenson, Jim Jarvis, and Max Anderson in front of a packed crowd for a fourth straight game on the west side of the state. Lower bowl is full. They've got the berms filled up in right and left. Pitch home. Pulled outside with the fastball from Guante. 93 miles an hour, ball one. They got the stadium club, that is the upper deck out there in right center that's booming with individuals. Then the Pioneer State Mutual Insurance deck. Pitch home. Popped up. Shallow left center field. Anjales the shortstop. Galloping to his left. Circles, makes the catch. One down. Then they've also got the Founders Rooftop out there in right. So, I mean, you put all of those together, you got Sweet Level as well. It is buzzing inside of LMCU Ballpark. Last night they had fireworks and it took a long time to exit because there are so many people here. Here's Jim Jarvis back at the top of the card. The pitch home. High bouncy ball, foul first base side. Simpson gave chase, didn't have an opportunity to get it. The other thing that has thrown us off, at least myself, the last couple of nights, it's usually very windy here in West Michigan. They do have the biggest flagpole in the Midwest League. The pitch, there's a high bouncing ball the other way over Luke Mann's head into left field. Well, that's just running good right there from Jim Jarvis. He's got the third hit tonight against Wander Guante. Just pushed it and bounced it, chopping it over Mann's head. So one on with one out. Mike Capps in front, 1-0 in the bottom of the third. Right now, the flag, now, when I tried to begin that, it was not waving. It was hanging limp on that giant flagpole out there. Now it's slowly waving hello to us, to the left of the flag. Pitch to Max Anderson. Down low, outside, ball one.
That was amazing that you mentioned there's no wind. And at just that moment, here comes the gust. And now that flag is really rippling.
Well, the good news, the wind only 5 miles an hour tonight. Guante's pitch, inside. And last night, there really wasn't much wind at all either. Now, we did have a shortened half an hour-ish rain delay in Tuesday's 5-1 Lansing win. But other than that, the temperatures, the weather has been great this week in Comstock Park. The pitch, checked it. Anderson went around on the high fastball.
Not too windy for Wander.
The Wander kid back to work here with a 2-1 count. From the stretch, throws. Swing and a miss. This one was a high fastball in the zone, but either way, a full swing from Anderson and a full swing and a miss.
Velocity still seems a bit down. I remember him earlier this year throwing 94-95.
There goes the runner, the pitch. Yanked out to left center field. This is hit well. This ball doesn't look like it's coming back. It's off the video board. Anderson hammers that baseball, his eighth. Max Clark was the hero last night. So far tonight, Max Anderson has taken that spot.
Holy moly. Right side of the video board in deepest center. That ball is not wind aided.
Now here's Kevin McGonigal. Pitches inside, ball one. No, it was not. Fifth home run in Lansing that Guante has given up this year. The pitch is a bouncing ball, weakly hit foul, first base side. That may be the, I'm going to say the second longest home run I've seen live here. With the first, Jesse, do you remember? You remember who hit the one? 1-1 pitch a couple years ago. 2-1. That was outside. He's a home run hitter. It's literally in his last name. The pitch home. That's down low. 3-3.
Not Homer Bush Jr.
He's spending his time in AAA right now. He's been called up to the majors out of Arizona State. He put some torque behind his swing.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
The pitch. This is launched down the line. Is it fair? No. It was gone, but it's foul. Second time we've seen McGonigal have that swing go foul in his last couple of games.
That was 109. And this is the problem. This is a fastball that's 92 miles an hour. And that's in a hittable spot. The one to Anderson was up and away, and it allowed him to extend his arms.
Three, two pitch to McGonigal. Popped up left center field. Long run over for Butler to his left. And he makes the catch. Two outs, 3-0. Whitecaps in front. We're sitting here in the bottom of the third. Spencer Torkelson had one of the most impressive weeks he may ever have in his life against the Nuts and got promoted on Sunday, I think before the Lugnuts even were back in Lansing, making the hour trip after the series finale. He crushed a ball to center field. Pitch home. Luis Santana takes the fastball, outer edge, strike one. That ball was punished right there from Anderson, off the video board and off the top half of it. The pitch, that is just a touch wide, but still, that Torkelson bomb. That was an absolute missile a couple of years ago in this park. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. He goes off speed, down low in the zone, chased by Santana. Guante ahead, 1-2.
For Spencer Torkelson, number one overall pick, and we saw why, but it just has not materialized for him.
It has not, and it looked like maybe it was going to at the end of last year. He caught fire for the Tigers. 1-2. That's pulled the other way. Base hit. Just turned around and yanked it out to left field. Went up to get it at the top of the zone. A great pitch. Guante put that top outside corner at 98. Or I apologize, at 94. And Santana turned on it with a 98 exit velo. Third hit of this third inning.
There's been hard hit contact throughout this frame. Time to change up the pitch sequencing.
Here's Luke Gold. Pitch home. He drops that in there. Off speed. Strike one. You ask and you shall receive.
Really nice first pitch slider. Because I could make the case that Luke Gold is the strongest of all the Whitecaps.
3-0. Those Whitecaps leading. A pitch. That's kicked back. Foul. No balls. Two strikes. Jesse, that Torkelson bomb. I think that was part of a two-home run game a couple of years ago. Does that sound right?
That does sound right.
One of them was just, I guess you could call it a lazy fly ball to left that got out. Compared to his other one, is the throw to first. Back in safe is Santana. It's remarkable, though. Boy, he really struggled this year to start the year in Detroit, and they were forced to send him back down. So Torkelson, their prized possession, sitting in AAA right now, trying to figure things out. 0-2 pitch. Slider inside. One ball, two strikes. And that is why there is so much pressure on a guy like Max Clark, on a guy like Kevin McGonigle, because the Tigers have forever struggled to develop good hitters and position players out of their own system.
Well, they brought up pitching. Tarek Skubal is hit. They now have a rotation. They've got a bullpen, and they don't have the offense to go with it.
Guante with a 1-2 pitch on the righty Gold. Right-hander throws. Breaking ball dips inside.
Hear me out here. Which is a team that you can think of that hasn't produced starting pitching, but is producing young, great hitters?
Oh, that would be your Oakland Athletics.
Yeah.
If you haven't looked up Lawrence Butler's stats in July, please go look. 2-2 pitch. Where was that pitch? Oh, my goodness. A fastball right at the top of the zone. Just completely missed. That's strike three right there. We're not even talking top. We're not talking edge. That is clean cut middle of the top of the zone, and Guante doesn't get the call. 3-2 pitch. Inside, ball four. So the inning continues. That's just kind of how things are going so far in this third inning for Wander Guante. A strike three that doesn't get called, and it turns into ball four. It turns into fourth batter that has reached in this third inning. And Cole Kahn marching out to the mound and trying to settle down Wander Guante with Danny Cerretti coming up to the plate. Don Schulze now is pacing his way out to the mound.
I think that Don might want to talk to Wander, and I think he might want to talk to Christian Arguesa.
Well, you gotta give a lot of credit to these umpires. They are pretty steady in their calls. And if, Jesse, if they miss a pitch or two, it is usually right there at the edge. It's close. That one, however, that one was not close. It was just a miss. And it's a big one, too, because it's a chance for Guante to just get out of the inning, get his first strikeout, maybe take a deep breath and get the Lugnuts to the fourth inning. I'm not saying he can't get out of the inning, but now the inning extends. And Guante right now sitting at 46 pitches, 26 that have been in the zone. The 27th, though, the most important one, was not called moments ago.
There are so few runs that usually get scored here in this ballpark. These are big runners on base.
Two on, two out. Danny Cerretti from the left side. The pitch popped up, third base side, should be playable. Over goes Anale, sprinting to his right, and it's Butler that calls him off just in fair territory, makes the catch, and Anale circles and starts sprinting his way to the dugout. So, the missed strike three call doesn't come back to hurt, but a two-run bomb from Max Anderson off the video board makes it 3-0 Whitecaps through three.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Through three innings, it's 3-0, Whitecaps leading, looking for their second straight victory and even up this series, two games apiece, heading into the final two games of the series. That enough twos for you? Two runs in that third inning for West Michigan. On a beautiful Friday night, 80 degrees and sunny, and a packed house at LMCU Ballpark. That's got to get the offense going as we turn through the card for a second time. Danny Bautista Jr., Will Simpson, and Aribel Anjeles coming up. 3-4-5 against Colin Fields, a right-hander out of Libertyville, Illinois. Kicks and throws. Up high, ball one. Low 90s fastball, and then much, much slower curveball has been fooling the nuts tonight. 1-0 pitch. Breaks outside. 2-0. Shadows are starting to creep all across the diamond here. Just the slender start of the third baseline and encroaching the mound out there. The pitch, fastball, rocks the bottom of the zone. Strike one. Pretty much all of the foul territory down the left field side is covered in shade, and it's a lot here. The pitch. That's whisked up into the air, first base side, and that heads to the berm. We talked about this on Tuesday. It does really feel a lot like the Coliseum, which is rare to see nowadays with how much foul territory room there is here at LMCU Ballpark. Pitch home. Checked it. Did he go? No, he kept the shoulder back. Good job by Bautista Jr. That would have been strike three. Instead, it's ball three, and we're full here. Black Sox pulled up tall for Danny Bautista Jr. 3-2 pitch. High bouncing ball over towards short. Off a short pick, McGonigal charging. Has it, throws a little high. It's swept down by Santana to his left. One down. That's a tough play. We saw that same type of play yesterday from Aribel Anjeles. One where the ball is taking a high hop. It's coming down, and you don't have time to wait for it to bounce and get it. You got to go attack the short hop. And McGonigal made it look easy, the 19-year-old, in just his third game in high A. Here's Will Simpson. The pitch. Breaking ball. Drops in. Inner third. Strike one. West Michigan 3. Lansing nothing in the top of the fourth. The pitch home. That skips in front of home plate, ball one.
There's a part of fielding a short hop where the fielder looks away while reaching out for it, where it feels like it looks like absolute luck.
Our boys are flying blinds. The pitch. That's in there, strike one. I think that was a Roosevelt quote for Pearl Harbor. By the way, Gerald Ford bobblehead night is coming up soon at LMCU Ballpark. Pitch home. It's down low. Two balls, two strikes.
Can you imagine if we had gotten the James Garfield bobblehead from Lake County and then Gerald Ford here from West Michigan? We'd be on our way.
We really would. We need a presidential bobblehead in Lansing. Hoping that was a seamless transition for you there. 2-2 pitch. That's up tall. To the president of power, Will Simpson. Three balls, two strikes. Lugnuts could use some pop. They're down 3-0 thanks to a big, powerful swing from Max Anderson. His eighth home run of the season went off the video board. The pitch. Cue back off the netting.
What is the closest presidential connection to Lansing?
Would it be Gerald Ford? Just because he went to Michigan and grew up here?
I guess so.
I don't know. It could be something else. 3-2.
Yeah.
That's reached down and fouled off the top of the netting.
I mean, there's the Romney building in Lansing. And Romney's son did run for president, even though it didn't go well.
Three-two pitch coming with one out. Inside, ball four, right on the shadow zone. Simpson raised his elbows out of the way, and he is aboard. Lansing continues to get at least one on in every half inning. You know, not to get political here, but there have been rumors of Gretchen Whitmer potentially running, but that seems to be quelled. And I would imagine she's probably not going to get the vice president spot, but maybe that's the closest. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one on Aribo Anales on that looping curve.
But she's not originally from Lansing.
Yeah, but she's in Lansing. Governor. Work with me here, Jesse.
Big Gretch.
0-1. Down low. How in the world does she get two mentions on the airwaves in a week, and she still hasn't even been to a Lugnuts game?
If Lugnuts video man Clayton Bell decided to pursue political office after his baseball career.
The pitch. That's cued foul, first base side. 1-2. Yes? Is there more to that?
I'm just saying. We could always claim him.
Clay Dog, we love him.
Lansternot.
A lot of dog in that fight to the man sitting right next to us.
Name rings a bell.
1-2 pitch. Lifted out to shallow left field, cutting down, and it is a base hit right in front of goal. Just a little drop shot beauty from Aribe Anjales, 15 love. Runners at first and second. One down in this fourth inning.
See, I think there's a chance that Seth Stevenson makes that catch. But Luke Gold in left is going to play cautiously.
And just like that, kind of out of nowhere here, after the Bautista Jr. ground out, a walk to Simpson on a really nice at bat. One that took eight pitches. And then just a little lifted lofter that ducked in there from Anjales. The tying run, Luke Mann coming to the plate. And this man has some great power. He is having a tough week, though. Mann 1-for-9 with 6 strikeouts. But if you're going to hit it out here in West Michigan, hit it down the lines. 317 to left, 327 to right. Every one of Luke Mann's 4 home runs have been rockets to right. Can he get a hold of one here? The pitch. Sprays it the other way. And that bounces off the net right in front of Whitecaps manager Tony Cappuccelli. When Luke Mann hits a home run, though, you know it. It's the same style of swing so far from what we've seen since his promotion here from Stockton in 2024. 0-1 pitch. Too tall, and we're even.
Seth Stevenson with every pitch is backing up and walking further and further into right center. He started things off in straightaway center field.
Kind of looks like he's going through it out there. 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Strike two.
Settle down, folks.
How dare they come back to their seats in the middle of the game? What are they thinking, Jesse? 1-2 pitch. That's up high. Good eye from Mann. So good at bats here from the Nuts. Again, second time through the order. Luke Mann struck out looking on that curveball in his first at bat. Part of striking out the side in the second for Colin Fields. 3-0 Whitecaps. The pitch home. Swing and a miss, and Mann strikes out again. 7th strikeout in this series. The Missouri man just struggling this week. Part of the learning process. Cameron Masterman will try and pick him up. Simpson at second, Anjelez at first. Whitecaps 3, Lugnuts none. Top 4. Righty-righty matchup. Here's the pitch home. Breaking ball smacked out to left field, dunking down fair down the line. Around third, here comes Simpson. He's scoring. Anjelez stops at third. Masterman coasts into second. Nuts are on the board in the fourth. Just a little dump shot down the line. Turns into a double for Cameron Masterman. His third hit and second double of the series.
That's a first pitch curveball. And it hung right there for him to hang it down the left field line.
Okay, Colcon, what do you have? Steps in from the left side of the box against the righty field. Second and third, two outs. The pitch. Breaking ball. That was there at the bottom of the zone. And it's ball one.
Cole's first at bat. Remember, he smashed it.
Yes, he did. Right at the first baseman, Santana had to use his glove as a shield, and it was out at first. The pitch. Kahn takes that right at the bottom of the zone. Great pitch with the fastball. Strike one. Good to see the answer here from the Nuts. They've done this so often this year. They give up runs, they come right back and get runs themselves. Can they get more and potentially tie the score? The pitch. Down low, skipped around. Crouch trying to find it. He does. It's right there next to his left foot at the plate. So Anjelez didn't want to risk running into the third out. 2-1 on Kahn. He's got a home run in this series. It came from the right side of the plate. His third home run this year. 97th at bat for Cole Kahn. OBP up around 330. 23 hits. The pitch home. Kahn whacks it on the ground to the right of the mound. Jarvis has it at second, throws down the run, caught by Santana. Nuts get one, leave two stranded on two hits and a walk. The RBI double from Masterman gets him on the board. 3-1, Whitecaps, bottom four. Trivia time next.
My name is Luis Fonsi. A lot of people don't know enough about Alzheimer's. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be afraid to get help. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at alz.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
in the bottom of the fourth we go. Nuts have cut into a 3-0 deficit. It's 3-1. Game 4 of 6 this week on the west side of the state. Patrick Lee, Josh Crouch, and Seth Stevenson coming up here in the bottom of the fourth. Beautiful night for baseball. Last weekend in July. Coming up on the last full month of the season. West Michigan tonight and Lansing playing their 93rd games. The pitch, check swing tapper to the left of the mound. Tough play, Anales charging, has to bare hand, throws, no chance. A perfect check swing, basic bunt-esque infield single right there from Patrick Lee, and he's 2-for-2. Leadoff man is on for a second time tonight for the Whitecaps.
It has not been pretty for Patrick Lee, but you know, results-based business.
The man coming out of the Frontier League, picked up by the Whitecaps at the end of May here in 2024. He is on. That's all that counts. All that matters.
Yeah. Evansville, stand up.
Let's go Otters. The pitch. This is launched up into the blue sky, deep center field, not deep enough. Coming to his left is Butler. Lasko calls him off to his right, makes the catch. Two pitches, one base runner, one out. All right, Jesse, I'm going to need your help for trivia tonight. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Okay. Tonight's starting pitcher for the Nuts, Wander Guante. He is from?
Santo Domingo.
That is correct. Jesse's 1-for-1 on trivia.
Heck yeah.
Seth Stevenson steps up, 3-1, Whitecaps in front in the bottom of the fourth. Runner at first, one out. Righty-righty, Guante throws. That's inside for a strike, throw down to second, and the ball goes into center field. Standing up is Lee, and he's got no opportunity to go to third because he realized too late. And Lasko got there too quick. All right, well, there are some pretty good individuals that have come from Santo Domingo. And one of them, we're going to kind of play a guess who this is for trivia tonight. Since we are playing the Whitecaps, a Tigers affiliate, this is a former Detroit Tiger that is also from Santo Domingo. Pitch 2. Stevenson whacks it on the ground. Man has it. Looks back the runner in Lee. Throws to first. Simpson's got it. Two outs. Good play right there by Luke Mann. All right, Jesse, so what I'm going to do here is I'm going to give clues. And you tell me when to stop, when I've given enough, and that's good, okay?
Yes.
Because I don't want to give this away. All right. This former Tiger is an infielder. He was an infielder. This former Tiger played for the Tigers, the Phillies, the Cardinals, and the Marlins. The pitch home. That's down low. This former Tiger was a 2-time All-Star. One-oh pitch. That's low and outside. Two balls, no strikes. This former Tiger, his first name starts with the same letter as his last name.
Adam Jackson loves alliteration.
2-0 pitch. That's cute. Foul.
By the way, Jim Jarvis is batting.
Jim Jarvis is batting, and it's 2-1. What do you think? More clues, or is that enough?
No, I think that's good.
Okay, so that's your question tonight. What former Tiger is also from Santo Domingo? An infielder, a 2-time All-Star. Throw back to second base. Anhele is late getting there, but he does catch it. And your final clue again. His first name starts with the same letter as his last name. Let us know who it is. We will answer that for you in the bottom of the seventh inning. Right now we're in the bottom of the fourth. The pitch home. That's on the outside corner. Two balls, two strikes. That was a little bit wide. Guante got a favorable call. And he is one strike away from getting out of this fourth inning. Trying to keep this a 3-1 game and get a shutdown inning. Two outs, Lee at second. Righty-lefty. Guante throws. Outside. Not only do I love alliterations, but Jesse, this is my favorite player of all time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know if you knew that.
I did not know that.
3-2 pitch. That's pushed foul, out of play, third base side. I mean, obviously, I love Derek Jeter.
Yes.
But you can't pick Derek Jeter. You got to pick someone else.
I would have thought that you would have picked a Chippewa.
I love my Chippewas, but this was my guy. This was the dude. Yeah. 3-2 pitch. Outside and low, ball four. All right, third walk given up by Wander Guante. Jim Jarvis is aboard. Two on, two outs. And here comes the man that opened up a 3-0 lead with a smash shot off the video board in left center. It's number 22, Max Anderson. 8 home runs, 46 driven in. He scored 41 runs. Righty-righty matchup, two on, two out, bottom four. Guante's pitch. On the ground, hard hit to the shortstop, Anales. Long underhand toss and just gets it there to Yamauchi before the slide from Jarvis. Great plays the last couple of days from Anales in the hole. Let's head to the fifth. 3-1 Whitecaps, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, my favorite broadcaster, coming back.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Whitecaps as we open up the fifth inning from LMCU Ballpark. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. 9-1-2 for the Lugnuts. Yamauchi, Butler, and Lasco against the right-hander Colin Fields. Here's Casey Yamauchi. Third baseman's already in. Righty deals to righty. Curveball low, ball one. Yamauchi's first at bat, he hit the ball right back to Fields. Easy comebacker, and then Fields nearly threw it away at first base. Glove up, flapping down, kicks, throws. Fly ball center field. Seth Stevenson backs up, has it well tracked, and makes the catch shy of the warning track. What a way. Adam, Marsha Bullard has written in with a correction.
A correction?
A correction. Marsha emails, just an FYI. Gerald Ford was not originally from Michigan. He was born in Omaha, Nebraska. His parents divorced when he was very young. His mother moved to Michigan, married a second time, to Mr. Ford. Johnny Butler takes a called strike.
I don't think we ever said he was from Michigan. We said he was in Grand Rapids,
and
right?
Went to Ann Arbor.
Yeah.
University of Michigan.
Come on, Marsh.
Getting harsh. An 0-1. Curveball inside. Leslie Lynch King Jr. changed his name to Gerald Rudolph Ford Jr. after getting adopted.
There you go.
Raised in Grand Rapids. The break-even is fouled off at home plate. Strike two. University of Michigan football player, then to Yale Law. So that is why they are doing the Gerald Ford bobblehead giveaway here with the Whitecaps later on this year. We've got a Lugnuts bobblehead coming up. The pitch. Butler fouls this one away at home plate. One ball and two strikes. One out, nobody on. Top of the fifth inning. The Nuts are down 3-1. Coming up a week from tomorrow. You remember last year's Lansing Locos bobblehead giveaway?
I do.
Last year was a batter, I believe, and this year is a pitcher.
The skull?
Yes, the sugar skull. But I think a certain number of them have golden gloves. A 1-2. Butler swings and misses. Curveball struck him out. Field strikes out his fifth. By the way, while we're talking history. So Colin Fields out of Libertyville, Illinois. It was the 60th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence, and they were trying to figure out what to name things. Here's Ryan Lasko, righty to righty. A ground ball foul up the left side. Lugnuts down 3-1 in the fifth inning. Originally, they named themselves Independence Grove. How great is that? Independence Grove, beautiful and patriotic. And then they found out that Illinois already had one of those. They had to try again. 0-1, and therefore called strike two. So they renamed themselves. 1 year later, let's go for Libertyville. And it turned out Illinois did not have any other Libertyville, so they were good. There's the 0-2. Check swing, fastball high on appeal, did not go. You know, you can have a lot of freedoms in this country. One freedom you cannot have is the freedom to name your city the same name as another city that's already in your state. Lasko from Jackson, New Jersey, the 1-2. Foul the way down the right side. There are a lot of Jacksons, but there's only one Jackson, New Jersey. Two outs with the bases clear. Lasko 0-for-1 with a walk. Here's the pitch. Curveball low. All right, Adam. There's Jackson, Alabama, California, Georgia, Idaho, Indiana, Kentucky, Louisiana, Maine, Michigan, Minnesota, Mississippi, where it's the state capital, Missouri, Montana, Nebraska, New Hampshire, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, South Carolina, Tennessee, Washington, Wisconsin, Wyoming. Lasko takes a ball. Fastball raised the ooh. There's also Jackson Hole in Wyoming. There's a Lake Jackson in Texas and a Mount Jackson in Colorado.
Most beautiful spot is definitely Jackson Hole.
Payoff pitch waved at and missed. The fastball strikes out Ryan Lasko. The side retired. The Lugnuts are the ones in the hole right now. Down 3-1 as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Halfway to the house from LMCU Ballpark.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Imagine a world where you're not afraid to go to school.
To ride the bus.
To walk to your locker.
To turn on your computer. To be yourself.
A world where you do not have to fear being alone.
Where you don't feel weak.
Or embarrassed.
Or scared.
You have the power to stop the abuse.
Speak up.
Speak out.
You can make a difference.
It's your voice.
How will you use it?
Make your voice heard. Go to OKToSay.com.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Kevin McGonigal leads off the bottom of the fifth inning. Santana and Gold to follow. The West Michigan Whitecaps already lead the Lugnuts 3-1, looking for more. And Wander Guante remains on the hill. Lugnuts starter, allowing a run in the second And a two-run homer in the third to Max Anderson. Goes to McGonigal. Outside, ball one. McGonigal twice has batted. Twice he has flied out to Johnny Butler in left field. Left-handed batter. On the pitch. Foul tipped for strike one. If you check your MLB Pipeline Top Tigers prospects, you'll see this name. The deal. Line drive, left center, down for a base hit in front of Butler. McGonigal is on. Johnny gets it in. It's a leadoff single for West Michigan.
You know, it really is quite the transformation to go from high school to the high A level professionally at just 19 years old, but this kid's showing something.
Cat-like reflexes.
Ah, he stole the words right out of my mouth. Meow.
Here's Luis Santana. McGonigal, the number four prospect in the Tigers organization. Righty, righty. Wander Guante deals. Fastball inside, ball one. Max Clark, number one. Jackson Jobe, number two. Chase Young, number three. The Whitecaps also have Max Clark. They had Jackson Jobe pitch against the Lugnuts earlier this year. The deal, a fastball for a called strike. Chase Young up in AAA, Jackson Jobe in AA, and Clark and McGonigal together getting promoted from Lakeland to West Michigan. Double barrel action in the Nuts pen. A 2-0 is on its way. Smacked on the ground toward short. Anales with it. Steps on second. Throw it to first. Double play. Second double play coaxed by Guante. Two gone. Nobody on in the fifth inning. 3-1 West Michigan. Here comes the Whitecaps left fielder, Luke Gold.
Seen enough from this guy. He needs to be in Midland.
Rebuild Anales?
Yeah. Get him up there, man. His defense has been incredible this week. His bat has been steady all season. I think it's time.
Guante would have said, you know, I was there. I could go back if you want. Righty to Gold. Fastball for a called strike. Anales ended last year in Midland and looked fairly good. I've got some ideas who you could replace him with. 0-1. Swing and a miss.
You looking at a Jacob Wilson rehab?
I was... That would be lovely. You know what? Sure. I'm convinced. Let's do it.
Beautiful.
Everybody else in? Guante winds. Throws. Gold takes the slider down the way. No, I was thinking of the third round selection. This past Major League draft out of Rutgers. Here's the pitch. Up and in and hit him. Guante's first hit batsman of today's game. Third of the year. Gold down to first base. Two out base runner in front of Danny Cerretti.
Well, good news, he got the elbow card there. So no harm, no foul for Mr. Gold.
Don Chulsey heading out to the mound. And I wonder if this is the meeting where Don says, you get one more batter. Let me tell you about the bullpen right now for the Lugnuts. Yason Sanchez on the right. And on the left, Mitch Myers. My feeling is, if you need anyone to finish off this inning and get that final out, you go to Sanchez. And then Myers comes on to begin the sixth inning. What do you think?
I think that sounds about right.
South Detroit, Adam.
Yeah, I took the midnight train going anywhere.
Mound meeting concludes. Here's Danny Cerretti. Video board says noise. Louder. Louder. Danny Cerretti is what it now says.
What is this, a Black Eyed Peas song?
Cerretti is 0 for 1 with a walk. There's the pitch. That's outside. Where is the love?
Pump it. Louder. Pump it.
What else could the video board say for a Black Eyed Peas song?
Let's get it started.
A bow and offering. Outside corner, strike calls. Because tonight's going to be a good night.
Or, you know, Mother's Day. Hey, mama.
At first base, Gold, 3-1 Whitecaps, two outs. And the pitch, up and away. Two balls and a strike on Soretti. Patrick Lee on deck, switch hitting Soretti, the third baseman hitting sixth. A kick in the pitch. Guante's outside. So this fifth inning began with a single, then the double play ball, but then he hit Luke Gold with two strikes on him. And now Wander Guante is behind Soretti 3-1. Can he finish off five innings? Guante fires. Hit in the air, center field. This is leisurely for Lasco to his right with the catch. And Guante is through five. He strands Gold at first base. And he sends us to the sixth inning. The Lugnuts continue to trail by a 3-1 score to the Whitecaps.
What's up? This is Will I Am. I'm joining Stand Up to Cancer and Providence Health System to let you know that colon cancer affects the Black community at a higher rate. But there's hope. If you're 45 and older, go get a colon cancer screening right now, because it's 91% beatable if detected early. Ask your doctor or go to providence.org/colon cancer to determine which screening option is right for you.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Danny Bautista Jr. leads off the sixth inning. And then Will Simpson, and then Ariel Adelais. The Lugnuts are trailing 3-1. Getting out hit by West Michigan to boot 7-4. But there's a new man that they have to contend with on the hill. The right-hander Colin Field is done after five innings of one run, four hit, two walk ball. He struck out six. It is Christopher Maloney who is now in. The right-hander out of Orange Park, Florida. Righty, righty against Danny Bautista Jr. Standing away from the plate, even stance. Maloney out of the stretch. That's it, fly.
Bunt.
Danny lays down a bunt out toward third. Maloney scrambles over, bare hands and throws, and that goes down the right field line to the Lugnuts' pen. Bautista Jr. dashes around second, on his way for third. Long throw is cut. Feet first slide into third base. Infield single and a two-base throwing error by Maloney off the bunt by Danny Bautista Jr.
That's why we call him Danny Bunts.
Wait, do we call him that?
We do now.
We do now.
That's a heck of a bunt right there, and welcome to the game, Mr. Maloney. Yikes.
If he had his druthers, I think he doesn't throw that ball toward first.
I think you're probably accurate with that assessment.
And now here's Will Simpson. One swing could tie the game. Down 3-1. Righty to righty. Fastball, first strike called in the outside corner. Maloney's fastball is 88 miles an hour, pretty much similar to the pitcher preceded him, Fields. 32 2/3 innings this year, 10 walks, 27 strikeouts. Maloney lets it fly. Down and away. Would not chase the off-speed. Your sixth inning slang today, magic wand. Who utilizes the magic wand on the baseball field?
Boy, I thought you were going Magic Mike there for a second.
I've never seen Magic Mike.
Neither have I.
I've heard it's very good. The 1-1. Whacked out to deep right field. That goes Patrick Lee way out to the wall, and it's over his head. One hopping over the fence and out of play. It's an automatic opposite field RBI double for Will Simpson. And the Lugnuts are within 3-2.
Big time opposite field pop right there from Big Willie style. Will Simpson just hit it right over Lee's head. And honestly, it's unfortunate for him that it got out because he's got pretty good speed. He could be at third base, but a run in and a run closer.
These Whitecaps, the three outfielders, have played in, and they've challenged the Lugnuts batters to hit the ball over their heads. Challenge accepted. Here's Arebiel Anales, righty to righty. Starts him off with the off-speed for a called strike in the outside corner. That's the cotton candy right there causing the interference.
Come on, lady.
Yeah.
Unless you're going to bring it up here.
Are you a cotton candy fan?
Nah.
Feel like it disappoints. And 0-1. Outside. Whenever someone has cotton candy, they'll offer me some. Because I'd never want it for myself, but I would share. And then there's always less than you expect. Your fingers get terribly sticky. It's a great idea in concept. 1-1 pitch to Angeles. Paired in the air, shallow left center field. Luke Gold comes in. He's under, has a one-handed catch, and slips him back to second. Whitecaps 3, Lugnuts 2. First time that Angeles has been retired today. And the batter, Luke Mann. Now, Christopher Maloney this year has allowed 5 home runs. Last homer for Mann, July the 5th against Fort Wayne. Left-handed batter. Righty reliever sets. Let's it fly. Way high and outside. Ball one.
I'll tell you what, Luke Mann, just if he doesn't walk, Jesse, he's got to make solid contact with the baseball. Because he's struck out now in this series 2 more times today, 7 times total. So can he just put solid contact on the baseball and get that confidence up a little bit?
His last 6 straight at-bats. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike 1. Earlier this year, Henry Bolte struck out in what, 9 consecutive at-bats?
That sounds correct.
And then he came back and he dominated that series in Dayton. Simpson flitting at second, back and forth. Maloney throws. Mann fouls it away over the screen, back into the seats. 1 ball and 2 strikes. When Luke Mann was promoted from single-A Stockton, he was leading the California League with 8 home runs. Tremendous power. 1-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. And that's 7 straight plate appearances with a strikeout from Mann. Fastball at 89 and by him, just not ready quickly enough. So here's Cameron Masterman. Masterman struck out his first time, but his last time a first pitch RBI double. 2 outs. Runner at second, down by 1. He takes a called strike down the middle. That is a daring pitch by Maloney. Meted up a first pitch fastball. Not Cam style. Righty righty for the 0-1. On the outside corner, strike 2 call.
And the umpire yelled, strike 2.
It feels like Casey had the bat, right?
Well, you said not my style, so.
You picked up what I was putting down.
Fraud! The bat in thousands yelled.
And thousands answered fraud. But when the multitude was on, he took a ball. Why couldn't Casey have just taken a ball? 1 ball and 2 strikes.
What are you talking about? Casey's in the hole.
I remember the pitcher grinding the ball into his hip.
A dunk sphere flew.
Here it is. Masterman a check swing on appeal. He did not go. And the umpire said, ball 2. And now from second, Simpson stretched out his lead. West Michigan 3, Lansing 2. Top of the sixth, two outs. The pitch. Whack, foul down the right side. On to the grassy berm.
I would like this one to end more positively.
You would like there to be no joy in Comstock Park.
No, I would like there to be joy in Comstock Park.
Oh, but not for the fans.
Correct. For the batter.
Here's the pitch. Up and in.
A little to the right.
Three balls and two strikes. First base is open, so is third. Kokan waiting on deck, and then the Lugnuts Casey, Casey Yamauchi, in the hole. Tying run 180 feet away. Masterman, great power, nine homers. A Louisville slugger out of Prospect, Kentucky. Christopher Maloney, the Floridian. Long look in, has his sign. The pitch clock ticks down. 5, 4. He deals. Outside for ball four. And after Cam Masterman took two fastballs in the zone, he takes the walk.
Casey took some pitches, huh?
You know, the mighty Casey came up with second and third and first base open. They could have pitched around him. Here's Cole Kahn. Switch hitter batting left, starting catcher, hitting 8. 0 for 2 today. Nuts down by a run in the 6th inning, 2 outs. The pitch, check swing, strike called. Once again, that fastball to start him, and on the outside corner. Maloney, just like Fields, who preceded him, an undrafted free agent for the Detroit Tigers. Signed 4 years ago. The 0-1. Floating outside. Tried to backdoor the breaking ball, but no sir. 22nd appearance of the year for Maloney. Against Cole Kahn, the UIC Flame. The break even. Now back into the netting. Nuts trailed 3-0 after the third inning. But a run in the fourth. A run already home here in the sixth. Simpson at second. Masterman at first. Bissett. And the 1-2. Outside on the count is Neville. Kokan with a magic wand. Spins it about. And now the catcher Crouch steps around the bat and jogs out to the mound. And with that, the bat boy brings more baseballs to the home plate umpire, Arguesa. Down to the third base coach's box, Craig Conklin has his hands on his hips. So does Will Simpson, for that matter, at second base. At first base, Cameron Masterman standing there. The heel touching the bag. The first base coach, Ruben Escalera, is all the way down the line. And I think he's talking with the first baseman, Santana. Mitch Myers is ready in the bullpen for the bottom half of this inning.
Will he have the lead?
We're about to find out. The whisk broken out by Christian Arguesa, dusting off home plate. Now here we go. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, two runners on. Pitch on its way. Inside for ball three. Another wide one. And the bases would be loaded for Casey Yamauchi.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, then, Adam, I'm really going to need you to quote some Ernest Lawrence Thayer to us. Runners will be in motion. Action pitch. The payoff. Hit in the air off the left side. Foul. Over the West Michigan dugout. Chopping down off some hands. Bouncing about before it settles. And left field, Gold is in the shade. Center field, Stevenson deep in the sunlight. Right field, Lee is in a tiny strip of shadow. Center fielder, Stevenson deepest. Left fielder, Gold closest. Shortstop, McGonigal up the middle. Third baseman, Ceretti toward the shortstop hole. First baseman Santana deep down the line. Maloney gets his sign and sets. Runners in motion from first and second. There they go. Khan swings and misses. Strike three. A fastball up. Fans him. Lansing scores two on two hits and a walk. One error. Two left. Going to the bottom of the sixth inning. West Michigan 3. The Lugnuts 2.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country, and tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Mitchell Hilliard-Myers takes over on the bump, bottom of the sixth inning. Lugnuts down 3-2 to West Michigan. Wander Guante, the Lug starter, 5 innings of work, 7 hits, 3 runs. Wander walked 3, hit a batter with a pitch. He did not strike anybody out. He departs in line for the loss unless his offense can do something about it. But first, it's up to the Pitt Panther to try to keep things a one-run game. The right-hander Myers against Lee Crouch and Stevenson, 7-8-9 for West Michigan, all of them right-handed hitters. We've got a pitch clock infraction on Lee. Strike one before the plate appearance can even get going.
Houdiniak from Myers.
Yeah. Can he convince Patrick Lee to step out again? 0-1. Up and away. Ball one. That's the old baseball brain teaser now. How do you strike a guy out without ever throwing a pitch? All a matter of timing. 1-1. Fastball down and in. So Myers has thrown 2 pitches. Both of them have missed the zone. But 2 balls and a strike. Lee is 2-for-2 with an RBI. The pitch. Fastball high. 3 balls and 1 strike. Lee's first time up. It was an RBI single that he pushed to the right side on a Wander Guante slider in. Second time up, a swinging bunt for an infield single. Myers throws. Lee fouls back the fastball in on the hands. Now the count is full. Fastball for Myers right now, 90 miles an hour. He's a 4-pitch guy. Actually, 5 pitches, right? He's worked on that cutter. Here's the payoff. Foul it off. Foul. Back over the screen. Up out of the suites. Patrick Lee out of William Carey University, hailing from Moss Point, Mississippi. Full count pitch grounded down to third base. Taken in by Luke Mann. Fires to first. And Will Simpson receives out number 1. Looked like Mann might have snow-coned that grounder. Now Josh Crouch. 1 out. Nobody on. Last of the 6th. Whitecaps 3. Lugnuts 2. Your 6th inning slang today. Magic wand. Which, Adam, I know appeals to you.
Why, yes, it does.
Here's the pitch. Bought off right back under the netting. Strike one. Myers continuing to get into the kitchen of these hitters for a little bit more slang. Ben Wagner loves using magic wand to describe a batter on a hot streak. 0-1. Hit in the air. High down the right side. Danny Bautista Jr. down the line. Will Simpson, the first baseman, over in a foul ground with the catch right as Danny runs in behind him. Did they nearly collide? Danny cut that real close.
It was tight, but glad they didn't collide. That would have not been good.
Two outs. 3-2 Whitecaps. Here's the Caps center fielder, Seth Stevenson, batting ninth. So yeah, I would call a magic wand the bat for a batter who's on a hot streak. But if you're Lawrence Butler, there's the pitch. That's a fastball high.
Jesse, he's swatting an elder wand right now.
That's what I'm saying. Thank you, sir. Did he homer again yesterday?
He sure did. A little two-run shot, baby. Oh.
The ball went offering. Ground ball beyond Myers, up the middle, fielded by second baseman Yamauchi. Over to first, and it's a perfect sixth inning for Mitch Myers. Ground out, foul out, ground out. Let's go to the seventh. Adam Jackson, magical in his own right, will have the call. 3-2, Whitecaps on top of the nuts.
My name is Luis Fonsi. No one should face Alzheimer's or other dementias alone. Resources are available at ALZ.org and by calling the Alzheimer's Association's 24/7 free hotline at 800-272-3900.
Happy kids heal faster. That's why Starlight Children's Foundation is dedicated to improving the mental well-being of sick kids by providing comfort and normalcy to those who need it most. Learn how at starlight.org.
Kids, they're just different than us. Finally, their cancer treatment will be too. Introducing the Dare to Dream Project from the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. Help us transform treatment and care for kids and support all our work at LLS.org.
Within 15 seconds of logging onto social media, the algorithm has your daughter in its crosshairs. Congress knows, but it refuses to act. Use your voice. Demand a plan. Join us at the Center for Countering Digital Hate, protectingkidsonline.org.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
Okay, on to the seventh inning we go. Lansing has tightened things up. It's a 3-2 game. Nuts down by a run. They'll try and get after the newest reliever to enter for the Whitecaps. It is Gabe Cicada, the 26-year-old. 6 foot, 210-pound lefty. Where's number 23? Casey Yamauchi, Johnny Butler, and Ryan Lasko. See if the Nuts can get back into this thing and even, or perhaps take their first lead. Scored a run in the fourth, a run in the sixth, after West Michigan scored one in the second and two in the third. Yamauchi 0 for 2 tonight. Lefty running the pitch home. Way outside, ball one. So you want a little bit more on Cicada. Well, we got you covered.
Oh, good.
ERA sits at 6.75. The pitch breaks that in there. Strike one. He's throwing a sinking fastball, slider, and a changeup. 14 appearances. He's given up 10 earned runs. The pitch home. It's a chopper off the plate over the head of Cicada. Short hopping, and it gets by both the shortstop Cerretti and McGonagall. And it's an infield single for Casey Yamauchi. I don't think even if they didn't overrun that to try and see who would pick up the baseball, they were going to get him anyway. Nuts have their leadoff man on for a second consecutive inning.
Get your leadoff man on with the top of the order coming up.
Yes, indeed. Cicada's only given up one home run. An opponent's batting just 184 against him. We'll see if the Nuts can do this the hard way. Down 3-2, top seven. Here comes Johnny Barrels. Lefty-lefty matchup. The pitch home. Slides in there, down low, ball one. Danny Cerretti is even with the bag at third. Yes, in case the man with, yes, seven home runs wants to bunt.
Run faster. Hit harder.
Cicada's pitch. Swing and a miss.
Yep, that's why.
Ran that one up there around 88. Butler tonight, 1-for-3. Ground out. Base hit. Strike out in that fifth inning. Field started the game, went 5. Maloney went 1. Cicada now in his first inning of work in the 7th. The pitch. There goes Yamauchi. The throw is outside. Throw down to second is outside as well. Yamauchi in with that left hand. Tying run in scoring position.
Adam, that looked like a pitch out with the way that Crouch was already sidelined to his left and the fastball wide of the zone. It was a little low from Cicada. But that's on Josh Crouch for a poor throw.
We have not seen any wild pitch or pitch outs this year. Here's a 2-1 pitch. That bends inside. And Johnny Butler has worked a 3-1 count. Ryan Lasko waits on deck. The Nuts grinding out at bats here in this seventh inning. Trying to tie since we started at 0-0. Tying run at second base. Cicada's 3-1. That grabs the outside corner, bottom of the zone, strike two. Butler stands back in on the left side of the box. White batting gloves wrapped around the handle of the bat. 3-2 pitch. Swing, and that's fly back our way. And just below us. Everybody good?
Oh, yeah.
I feel so protected. I am behind a window because the window opens in the middle. Wait, it's two cameras, though. Yeesh. Look out for those. 3-2 pitch again on its way. Cue back off the netting. Look out.
Good job, Alroy. Good job, Brad.
Hey, Brad. Hey, Brad.
Good job, Brad.
I think the alcohol is kicking in down there. Yamauchi with a solid lead at second base. And again, a 3-2 pitch. Way outside, ball four. Excellent at bat by Johnny Butler. 8 pitches deep. And he earns the walk. The first two have reached. And here comes Ryan Lasko. 3-2 West Michigan. Top 7. Game 4. Nuts lost when they led pretty much the entire game last night. West Michigan has had the lead pretty much the entire way tonight. 2/3 of the way home. Can the Nuts change the direction of this game? Lefty-righty. The first pitch to Ryan Lasko. Here it is. Lifted foul. First base side. Strike one. Lasko just his 27th at bat in his 7th game with the Nuts. He's got 5 hits. Doesn't have one tonight. Does have a walk. Couple of doubles. He's knocked in 4. Here's a pitch home.
Oh, don't bunt that shit.
Breaking ball outside. 1-1. Lasko did look like he was squaring the bunt there for a moment, but pulled it back.
Don't move up. Detroit sees that shit.
Number one.
Yamauchi and Butler each take their leads at first and second. 3-2 Whitecaps, top 7. Nobody out. The pitch home. Way outside. 2 balls and a strike. And right now, Cicada is scuffling.
He has had a rough year after being one of the more dependable pitchers for the Whitecaps the last couple of years.
He leans over. Knees bent. Arm dangling. Comes set from the stretch. Pitch home. Right there, top of the zone. Strike two. A lot of room in left center out there. They do play Lasko to pull to the left side. Big hole through the right side of the infield.
Kid's crying because of you.
2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Down goes Lasko.
Just late.
And that's an 88 mile an hour fastball. And he saw it back-to-back pitches. Not a productive at-bat for Lasko. His 10th strikeout is a Nut. Danny Bautista Jr. trying to pick him up. Tying run is at second. We're at the top of the 7th inning.
248.
7 hits apiece for these two teams. And Crouch, out of the Crouch, to head out there to the mound to have a word with Gabe Cicada.
Danny Bautista Jr. has lived on taking the ball to the right side of the infield in this series. And still, the second baseman, Jim Jarvis, is right up the middle. That right side of the infield is wide open.
Well, and you could say it's not just this series. I mean, he's done it for 2 years now.
True.
Last year, more of the bloop effect. This year, more of the line drive effect, but he loves to go the other way. And Yamauchi, great speed.
When he hits with power, though, that's when he pulls.
Four home runs this year. They have been pulled in that direction. And you just get a base hit. See if the Nuts can tie. They play him deep in the outfield. Lefty-righty matchup. Big lead for Yamauchi, dancing at second. Pitch home. Breaking ball drops in. Outer edge, strike one. Good pitch from Cicada. Well, Cicada allowed the first two to reach. A single from Yamauchi, a walk to Butler. Just got the strikeout, Alasco, trying to protect a one-run lead. Time called at the plate.
That was the catcher Crouch understanding that that pitch clock was winding down. Ooh.
The pitch home. Breaking ball outside. One and one. One pitch. Swing and a miss. Boy, oh boy, the Nuts just can't time up an 88-mile-an-hour fastball. Maybe some late movement, perhaps, on that Sequeira pitch. It's also a little bit of a different delivery. And he's sitting them at the top of the zone. The Nuts, both Lasco and Bautista Jr., struggling to find it. Here's a 1-2 pitch. There goes Yamauchi. And it's poked back off the netting. Yamauchi slides into third. He'll pop back up, head back to second. Well, he's gotten some big leads over there at second base and finally elected to go. Cicada takes the hat off of his head, puts it back on. Beard wrapping around his face. Bands down, glove tucked in, right side. Now he's going to step off. Ball and two strikes here on the righty, Danny Bautista Jr., 3-2 Whitecaps, top seven. The pitch inside, and another great at-bat. Oh, we've got a ball called on Cicada. Well, that is massive right there. Nuts in scoring position now at second and third, still only one out. A balk last night decided the game, and that is now the second balk tonight on West Michigan. Can Lansing take advantage?
Third balk of the year on Cicada. That's something that's been a consistent trouble for him.
Infield is now in. Bautista's got to make him pay. Here's the pitch home. Swing and he lashes it down the first baseline. Glove by Santana. Tags the bag, throws home. Safe the call. Yamauchi is in. We're tied at three. Scoring to third is Butler. A punched ground out evens us at three apiece in the seventh.
Oh, Luis Santana made a curious decision. He gets that ball immediately. He could just throw it home. Instead, he goes to his base for the out. And so then the throw to the plate is too late.
I think that's a mental mistake. The ball is crushed there. 90 exit velo. He gets it in a hurry. Infield is in to prevent the run. And he doesn't throw home. Break for the Nuts. Here's Will Simpson. The pitch. That skips inside. Ball one. So Lansing now, after trailing 3-0, has scored three straight runs. One in the fourth, the sixth, and the seventh. Can they grab their first lead? The pitch. Simpson takes it at the bottom of the zone, but ruled the ball. 2-0. Right there on the fringe. Simpson doubled his last time up, out to right field, over the head of Lee. That scored Bautista. The pitch home. That's inside. Right now, Cicada doesn't want anything to do with Will Simpson.
I've got bad news for him. I don't think he should want anything to do with the man on deck either.
Uribe Alanjales 2-for-3 tonight. Lead run is 90 feet away for the Nuts. The pitch. Way inside. Ball four. And in fact, he will get Uribe Alanjales coming to the plate.
And the fans right behind the plate have seen enough.
Thank goodness. Because we've heard enough. Dan Riccobal, the pitching coach, is coming out there. He has seen enough before he wants to see this inning continue. 3-3. How about this from Lansing? Twice this week, Jesse. They did it on Wednesday. They were down, what, 6-2 in that game? Came roaring back, won 7-6. Down 3-0 tonight. This was an offense that simply could not score over the weekend against Great Lakes. Yet they are back to that do-not-panic offense that we have seen for much of the year.
It has been a series where leads are not safe. And we have discussed how the Lugnuts and the Whitecaps have played some weird and wild games over the course of their history. But you said it right. This 2024 Lugnuts team rallies against bullpens. They have crushed relievers all year, and they are making life very difficult for the West Michigan pen.
Say it ain't so. All right, Arribe Anjales, what kind of surprises do you have for us? We don't care what it is. We'll see if he can deliver. At third base is Johnny Butler. At first base is Will Simpson. We're tied at 3, a run already home thanks to a ground out from Bautista Jr. Nuts looking for their first lead. Lefty-righty, Cicada set, throws. Breaking ball just outside, ball one. If they walk on Anjales, it would be Luke Mann coming to the plate. Luke Mann has struck out how many times? 7 straight times. 1-0. Drops in there, strike one. So, if you're West Michigan, it's also a lefty-lefty matchup if you get to Mann. So you can be very careful with Anjales, but boy, wouldn't it be something to see Mann kind of break out of his slump. We'll see if it gets to him. 1-1 pitch, inside, straightening up Anjales, 2-1. This is the biggest difference in this man's game this year. His ability to lay off pitches out of the zone and back off his aggression because he's got great bat-to-ball skills. 2-1 pitch. Shot foul. First base side. That was Hammer. 95 off the bat. 2-2.
Because we've seen Arribe now 3 years running, we forget that he's only 22.
2-2 pitch. Inside. Well, now he's 32. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Butler at third. Simpson at first. Tied at 3, top 7. Nuts looking for their first lead. Number 4 trying to give him run number 4. Here's a pitch. Inside, it's ball 4 to number 4. And they're loaded up. And here comes Luke Mann. It has been a frustrating couple of days for Luke Mann. Can he deliver? We'll have to wait and see, because Tony Cappuccelli, the manager, is out, and he's going to the bullpen. Bases loaded for the first time tonight for the Nuts, for a struggling Luke Mann, and he will get, it looks like, a right-hander coming in to face him.
Yeah, this is fascinating. You mentioned it, Adam. You've got a left-hander on the mound. There was a right-handed batter up there on Anjales with a left-handed hitting man. So you walk Anjales, then he can go lefty-lefty. No! They're going with the right-hander Jack Anderson against the lefty man.
Can't think of a better time for a guy to break out of his streak than right now.
So here's my question for you, putting you in Luke Mann's shoes. Because of these strikeouts, are you swinging from the heels the first good pitch that you see, or are you going to take till you get a strike?
That's a good question. I think I'm going up there to be aggressive. Don't shy away. Don't go up there looking for a walk. Go up there, be yourself. And if you get something in the zone, go after it. I mean, you got a chance to change the complexion of this game. Lugnuts were down 3-0. They've come all the way back to tie it. We're in the 7th. It was a gutting loss yesterday after they led all the way to the ninth and then got walked off, giving up three runs. Chance to get that momentum back in this series with a big moment right here from Luke Mann.
Got some splits for you about Jack Anderson.
Hit me.
The new right-hander in against right-handers, they're hitting just 187. They have zero homers. But lefties like Luke Mann are hitting 261, 90 points better. They have hit two home runs against him.
Okay, well, doesn't have to be a home run, but that certainly would be something. Last grand slam from the nuts came from the man on first base. Ariel Angeles had one against South Bend at home back on May 5th. Here we go. Bases loaded, two outs, top seven. Nuts and Whitecaps squared at three. First pitch home. Swinging, it's fouled back. And there you go. Luke Mann attacking right away, and that's great to see. Jesse makes contact because we've seen a lot of swings and misses from him tonight.
All about timing. When he gets that timing right, watch out.
Timed up the 93-mile-an-hour fastball there. Anderson comes home. Down low. One and one. Three walks have loaded up the bases. Butler at third. Simpson at second. Angeles at first. Yamauchi scored on the ground ball from Bautista Jr. And the Nuts get that first lead. Anderson's 1-1. Mann takes a breaking ball at the bottom of the zone, and it is called ball two. Fringe pitch that he gets.
I mean, what an overhand curve. And what a take by Luke.
Ahead in the count. Good at bat so far from the lefty. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball dropped in there right in the middle of the zone. 2-2. And Luke Mann find a way. They're full of nuts right now. The bases with a 3-3 tie in the seventh. The break-even pitch. Hit on the ground is second. Jarvis has it to his left on the fringe. Double clutch to wait for Santana to get the first. He does. Throw there in time. Mann makes contact, doesn't strike out, but he is out, and so are the Nuts as they leave him loaded in the seventh. The run home. We head to the bottom of the seventh. 3-3 our score.
I want you to imagine for a moment you're in a hospital. You are the patient connected to an IV bag. There's a constant parade of serious doctors. Countless tests, endless pokes, and a serious diagnosis. Scary surgeries are followed by painful recoveries. You're in the hospital for days, weeks, months. Now imagine experiencing all of these things and you're only a child. This is why Starlight exists, to bring happiness to hospitalized children through programs that help kids cope, build resilience, bolster confidence, and change their outlook. Programs like gaming, virtual reality headsets, toy deliveries, radio flyer wagons, and cozy hospital gowns are just a few of the ways Starlight eases a child's hospital stay. Because happiness matters. Visit starlight.org to learn more.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now, back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Okay, we got a brand new ball game as we head to the bottom of the seventh. 3-3 our score. That was a long time to wait in the dugout for Mitch Myers. So we'll see what he's got here to try and keep this game even. He does have to go face the top of the order for the first time. Jim Jarvis, Max Anderson, and Kevin McGonigal. Boy, it's nice that there is no Max Clark in that top spot tonight. He has the night off tonight, the 19-year-old phenom, the number one prospect for the Detroit Tigers, top 10 in all of minor league baseball. West Michigan last scored in the third. Here we are in the seventh. Christian Argueza, the home plate umpire, dusts off the plate. We are just about ready to go. We're going to answer the trivia question for you here in the bottom of the seventh as well. So lots to get to. Ready, lefty, first pitch. And a pumped in strike one is called ball one. Off-speed pitch, beautifully sent right down to the bottom of the zone. Next pitch, that's shot the other way, it's a base hit. To his right, cut off by Butler, slings it in. Wide turn from Jarvis. The leadoff man is on for his third time tonight, second in. And here comes Max Anderson. He's the reason the Whitecaps have three runs. He hit a two-run shot off the video board in the third. The last time the Whitecaps scored. Ready, ready matchup here. Myers to Anderson. The pitch. Swing and a miss. A maximum swing from Maxwell. All right, so in the fourth inning, we asked you about Wander Guante. He is indeed from Santo Domingo, the Dominican Republic. Yo, one. That's punched back up in the air, foul. No balls and two strikes. So we did kind of a who am I as we're playing the Detroit Tigers High A affiliate. What other former great Tiger is from Santo Domingo? We told you he was an infielder. Same letter for both his first name and last name. Starts with the same letter. The pitch. Runner takes off for second. Throw is high. The throw down to second. In time from Khan. The tag. It's in time from Yamauchi. Bags clear, Jarvis is gone. Don't steal on the con man. Yamauchi was waiting for the slide from Jarvis, who tried to slide around the tag but couldn't. 1-2, swing and a miss, and down goes Anderson. Just like that, back-to-back pitches, and there are two outs. Boy, how much of a difference does Cole Khan make behind the plate? First strikeout for Lugnuts pitching tonight. 3-3 our score, bottom seven. Here's Kevin McGonigal. The pitch, bouncing ball, weakly hit towards third. Scooped up by Mann, thrown to first, and it is caught by Simpson, and right through the top of the card in order goes Mitch Myers. Placido Polanco was the second baseman we are looking for, also from the Santo Domingo, Dominican Republic. Okay, we head to the eighth inning. Lansing 3, West Michigan 3. Lugs looking for their first lead of the night when we return.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Off we go to the eighth inning. What a ball game tonight on this Friday evening in late July. 3-3 our score. It was a tight one last night. Whitecaps clipped the Lugnuts 5-4 with a walk-off three-run ninth inning. Tonight, West Michigan had a three-run lead erased. And now can the Nuts grab their first lead? They've got the bottom third of the card coming up. Cameron Masterman, Cole Khan, and Casey Yamauchi. Jack Anderson is back out there, the righty, to Cameron Masterman. The pitch home. Fastball inside corner, strike one. You know, it just feels like a good inning for the Nuts to grab the lead, doesn't it, Jesse?
Yes, it does.
The 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. He chased that one down low, 0-2.
Can I tell you something about Cameron Masterman? Nobody has been wearing his Lugnuts uniform longer today than Cam.
0-2 pitch. Check swing tapper, third base side. That ball is fair right now, and it goes down the line and just cues foul. Boy, that was very similar to what we saw earlier from Patrick Lee. Just a excuse me swing. Check swing tapper. That one was to shortstop, and Lee was safe. That one rolls foul, and it's fortunate for the Whitecaps.
That almost hit the base. So Cam, earlier today, there was batting practice, right? The guys were working out in the cage. Cam was in the final grouping. So he got himself all suited up into his uniform because he was worried with the long walk and how close it was to game time that he wouldn't have time to change. He did BP today in his uniform.
Love that. 0-2 pitch. Swing, and this is lifted deep left field, and that ball is foul. Oh, he got a hanging breaking ball, and he clobbered it. 1-0-3 off the bat right there from Masterman. Wow. You can hook it right down that line. It's 3-17 down the pole. 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. She checked it, came around. A home run swing on the pitch for four, and a strikeout on the next pitch. One down. First strikeout for Anderson. And now here comes Cole Kahn. He's got home run pop. Pitch home. Kahn takes it on the outside corner. Hooks in, strike one. Showcased his arm moments ago in that last half inning to get Jarvis trying to steal second. The pitch, swing and a miss. Chase that down low. Oh, this is great work right here. Anderson showing the Lugnuts the curveball in the zone. And then throwing it out of the zone and getting the Lugnuts to swing at it. Deep breath for Kahn, two-tone bat as he digs back in from the left side. 3-3 our score in the bottom. Check that, top of the eighth. Pitch home. Swing and a miss, but the ball gets away from Crouch. Goes high off the netting, and Crouch unable to even get to the baseball before Kahn is safe at first base. It's a wild pitch strikeout that results in a Lugnut base runner.
It was too filthy of a breaking ball. Bounced in, and Josh Crouch had no chance.
And now here comes Casey Yamauchi. And the Nuts again turn the lineup card over with the righty. He had a base hit in his last at bat, 1-for-3 tonight. Soretti in at the corner at third base, even with the bag. The pitch. Yamauchi sprays it out to left center field. That ball is dropping quickly, and it's in for a base hit. Kahn rounds second. He's headed to third. Loses his helmet. Slides in. Head first safe. They're at the corners with one out in the eighth for the Lugnuts. Once again, the bottom of the order getting it done to start up this rally.
I come back to the immobility of the left fielder Luke Gold. Once that ball gets hit to left center, Cole Kahn knows that Gold is not going to get there. And so he is free to run as hard as he can all the way to third.
And now here comes Johnny Butler. Singled in the third, walked in the seventh. He steps out. And what is he? He's asking something to the home plate umpire.
He's good. He still has it.
So Christian Argueza mentioned something to the Whitecaps dugout, and we're ready to go now.
You know what Johnny did yesterday that he hadn't done all season? Sacrifice fly.
Well, homer works today. Here's a pitch. Driven. Right field. Lee is going back. He's at the track. It's over his head, and it is out of play. An automatic double from Johnny Barrels. The Nuts have taken their first lead, 4-3. Nearly a home run, not quite. 101 off the bat. That ball was punished. And again, some bad luck for the Nuts. The second time a double has left the yard. Otherwise, Yamauchi is scoring easily. As it is, Nuts get the run. Yamauchi is put at third. They're at second and third. The infield is in with one out. And here's Ryan Lasko. Righty-righty, the pitch home. Breaking ball drops in inside corner, strike one.
First pitch swings from Yamauchi and Butler, ambushing Jack Anderson.
And Lasko taking a curveball because of that in there for strike one. Four straight runs scored by the Nuts. Here's the pitch home. Down low, one and one.
Well, with that curve, there's that chance for the wild pitch, the same way that Cole Conn reached base. A lot of pressure right now on Josh Crouch.
And Lasko's due. Lasko tonight without a hit. He's 0 for 3 with a walk. The pitch home. That's swatted back our way. And foul down to the lower bowl. Strike two.
Search your memory for a second. Ryan Lasko, where does he hit the ball? From what I remember, everything has been pulled down the left field line out to left center. And there's so much room. They're shading him right now to the opposite field.
1-2 pitch. Breaking ball called, strike three. Beautiful pitch on the top of the zone. Two outs.
It is the right call. That's a very high curve that dropped into the zone. Like that to me, Adam, is a mistake by Anderson.
Well, it's a perfect mistake. And now here comes Danny Bautista Jr. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. Strike one. He was trying for the first pitch as well.
Bring him in.
Second and third. Two outs, 4-3 Nuts. Looking for more. The pitch home. Breaking ball down low. 1-1.
I bet this Lugnuts offense, though. Down 3-0. Scoring the fourth, the sixth, the seventh, the eighth.
No panic. Can they get more? This is what we talked about at the beginning of the game. Can they take advantage of these opportunities right here? 1-1 pitch. Bautista Jr. takes it inside. Yesterday it was a two-run lead in the ninth. That wasn't enough. Whitecaps walked it off with three runs in the ninth. Yamauchi is at third. Butler is at second. And a massive strikeout of Lasko. Couldn't put it in play with one out. The pitch home. Line drive out to left center field. Down for a base hit. Yamauchi scores. Butler coming in from third. Bautista Jr. delivers in a massive way in the eighth. Nuts in front, 6-3.
It's a 2-1 curveball, and he dropped the barrel of the bat down and lasered it into the alleyway. It's beautiful.
Six straight unanswered runs from the Nuts. And they flip this game on its head with a three-run eighth inning. Here's Will Simpson. The pitch. That's fought foul. How many times have we seen Bautista Jr. go the other way? That time, Jesse, more looking like his home run swings out to left center field. And no doubt about it to bring in the two runs. 0-1 pitch. Simpson lashes this out to center field. Stevenson's going back. He's at the track. He looks up. It's off the top of the wall. It's out of here. A Sammamish smash from Will Simpson to put an exclamation point on a massive five-run eighth. Blow it open, big Willie style. The second time the Washington native has gone deep to dead center in a pitcher-friendly park.
It's a fastball away. It's at the top of the zone. He got his arms extended, and he flexed his muscles.
First pitch to Angeles is cued off his foot. Strike one.
I mean, that hit... In front of the batter's eye, basically, there's a couple of different tiers of padding, and it just deaded the tier right above the center field wall. And they'll put up Myron Grace's looking at the bat boy going, I need new baseballs and I need them right now because Will just lost one.
The Lugnuts are clobbering the baseball. Two from Bautista brought in on the single. Two brought in from Simpson's home run. The 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. You can't stop the Nuts. They've scored eight straight. They've scored five here in the eighth to take their first lead emphatically. It's an 8-3 advantage with two outs. The pitch. Down low. One ball, two strikes. All these runs for the Nuts, outside of the Johnny Butler one, have come with two outs. Four of the five runs. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Anjules is down. And so are the Nuts finally. But not before a massive eighth inning. Lansing blows it open on the west side of the state. They're up 8-3 thanks to a five-run eighth. Bottom of the eighth coming up next.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jackson.
Well, hello there. Bottom of the eighth inning, it is all of a sudden all Lansing. They put an eight spot up on the board thanks to a five-run eighth. 8-3 Nuts. They have scored eight straight runs since trailing 3-0. A game of runs here on the diamonds. And now Mitch Myers, after a long, long wait in the dugout, is back out there for his third inning of work to face Luis Santana, Luke Gold, and Danny Ceretti. Nuts trying to win their third in 4 days against West Michigan. Righty-righty, here's the first pitch. That's inside, ball one. Well, it was a disgusting feeling last night, the way it ended, I'm sure, for all of the Nuts. Pitch home. Breaking ball, drops in, strike one. And then it didn't get off to the start they were looking for today. They give up three runs, get walked off in the ninth after leading the entire game yesterday. 1-1. Popped up. Shallow center field. Back goes to second baseman Yamauchi. Still backpedaling, and he makes the catch. Backpedaling. One down. And then West Michigan scores the first three runs of today's game. A run in the second, two in the third. And Lansing just slowly chips away. They get one in the fourth. They get one more in the sixth. They get one more in the seventh to tie. And then they blow it open with five runs in the eighth. Nuts in front, 8-3. Pitch home.
Sounds like good, man.
Walloped down the right field line. Twisting foul from Luke Gold. Strike one. And it all was capped after a two-run jet single from Danny Bautista Jr. Will Simpson smashed to dead center for the second time this week. The 0-1 pitch. Whack back foul. No balls, two strikes. Simpson now leads the Nuts with 12 home runs. And Lansing has scored eight unanswered against West Michigan.
How sweet it is.
The 0-2. It's down low. You know, they've been passing out Crush the Nuts pamphlets every game to the fans. They've mocked the Luggy, the Lugnut logo. The pitch is a line drive out to left center field, dropping for a base hit. Gold looking to turn it into two. He's around first, holds there. As Jesse has mentioned, his speed just doesn't quite allow for that, but he does have a single. One out in the eighth.
Tell you, somebody's getting crushed.
No nuts crushed so far tonight. It's been caps that have been crushed. And it had been baseballs, honestly, that have been crushed.
I mean, that's just what Will Simpson does.
Just another day at the park for Will Simpson, who's now walked twice and had two extra base hits. Pitch home. Into Soretti as he squared to bunt. Jumps out of the way. Ball one. 8-3 nuts. Bottom eight. Starting to see a picturesque sky take shape. White, pink, purple off in the distance with the light blue scraped across the sky above LMCU ballpark. The pitch, line drive over to second base. Yamauchi to his right, throws back to his left, and the ball is dropped by Angeles. A massive mistake from Aurebio Angeles, just didn't catch the baseball. And instead of the force, it most likely will be an E4 on Angeles. And they're safe at first and second. He has been so good the last couple of days at shortstop defensively. That one just popped out of his mitt.
Lapse of focus. He was already thinking about the transfer and throwing it to first, and he didn't do step one.
You got to crawl before you can walk. And it is indeed an E6 on Angeles, the 99th error on the nuts this year. So, Mitch Meyer's going to have to work through this. Two on, nobody out, 8-3 nuts, bottom eight. Here is Patrick Lee. Triple play, the pitch, check swing, strike one.
I got bad news for you in the triple play department.
Double play, I'm sorry. You know, they could still turn it.
They could.
Pitch home. Breaking ball in there. Strike two. Two on, one out. 8-3 nuts. Bottom eight. Lee with two singles tonight. One RBI. Ground out. Also was stolen a base when he reached. 0-2 pitch. Checked it. Up high. Like that right there, though. 94 on the gun from Mitch Myers. Try to get him to chase, and it was enticing.
This is where I really enjoy Myers as the chess master. He's pitching with a 5-run lead, so he can go deep into his bag of tricks.
The pitch. Swing, and it's popped up. Shallow center field. This is a long run in. Anales is going out. It is Lasko sprinting in on the run, and he's almost to second base. Just tosses it to Yamauchi. Two outs.
You know, seeing as how he's standing at the shortstop position right now, he could just switch with Anales for these next batters. He has so much speed. Ryan Lasko can cover so much ground. Now, the outfield here in West Michigan is spacious, so he has to.
All right, Josh Crouch stands in the way of keeping this an 8-3 game to head to the ninth. Nuts in front, two on, two out. The pitch home. Breaking ball in there. Strike one. Good looking off speed from Mitch Myers.
That slider is sharp tonight.
Oh, one pitch. Line drive out to right field. Floated line drive, but foul. Boy, that was weird coming off the bat there. Looked like it was going to line, and it was just kind of lofted the other way. 66 on your exit velo.
Bet you that crushed Josh Crouch's hands, in addition to ending the life of that bat.
That's tough. We'll get the new wood. No balls, two strikes.
All right, you're Mitch Myers. Go on an elevated fastball right here.
I'm good with that. That's what he went to on Patrick Lee.
Also wouldn't mind him just dropping in a curve.
Try it again. It's fucking
slider, too. He could see if he can get him to swing and miss and chase. 0-2. Swing and it's fouled back. Does go with the high fastball. Right there at the top of the zone. West Michigan has not scored since the third inning. Mitch Myers trying to keep it that way. Gold is at second. Serenity is at first. Two outs. Bottom eight. Five-run Nuts lead. 0-2. Slider is yanked out to left center field. This is running away and trouble. Butler slides. He traps it. And in comes a run. Gold scores. Serenity is in to score. It's a two-run double. It's a three-run game in the eighth. On an 0-2 pitch, Crouch finds the gap and tightens things up at LMCU Ballpark.
Adam, the trouble there was Johnny Butler went for the diving catch, didn't get it, and then both Butler and the ball stayed on the ground for a long time.
Don Chulsey is now pacing out there. Well, good to get that insurance like we talked about. Exactly
right.
What we said at the beginning of the broadcast. Take advantage of your opportunities. And so far, the Nuts have done that. They've still got a three-run lead, but you don't want to give up any more. So Schulze has the entire infield gathered. And he's talking to Myers here. This is the guy you got to get. You don't want to get to the top of the order. Seth Stevenson, 0-13 in this series. He's flied out, grounded out, and grounded out again.
How about the respect for the southpaw Diego Barrera that in this spot, he's the first man up in the bullpen?
He's been great.
He's impressed in a short time. And is suddenly a trusted guy in crucial situations.
Shut down the Whitecaps in the ninth with a one-run lead on Wednesday to preserve the win. Pitch home. Bouncing ball right at Anales. Two hops. He's got it charging. Sets. Fires across the diamond. Simpson's got it just before the speedy Stevenson gets there. And the Whitecaps settle for two. They will get no more. We head to the ninth. Lansing in front. 8-5. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler takes you the rest of the way.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and memorable moments. Make your plans today for July 19th through the 22nd for the induction of Adrian Beltre, Todd Helton, Jim Leland, and Joe Mauer, the class of 2024. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Five in the top of the eighth inning for the Lugnuts, two in the bottom half of the Whitecaps. And all of this in a game that entered the eighth inning in a 3-3 tie. Lugnuts 8, Whitecaps 5. We open up the top of the eighth. Luke Mann is about to step in. New man on the mound, the right-hander Matt Merrill for the Whitecaps. Pitched ineffectively earlier in the series. Righty to the lefty man. Line drive over first, down in right field for a base hit. Luke is on. In comes the throw from Patrick Lee. leadoff first pitch single for Luke. That is the way that the ninth inning begins against Matt Merrill. We saw Merrill 2 days ago face three batters with the bases loaded. Walked Will Simpson to force in a run, struck out Mann, walked Casey Yamauchi to force in a run. He deals to Cameron Masterman. Swing and a miss, strike one. Mann gets revenge here. Lugnuts are looking for some insurance. Merrill is the Whitecaps' fifth pitcher of the ballgame. 8-5 Nuts, he offers. Masterman foul tips it, strike two. Cam Masterman is 1-for-3 with an RBI double and a walk. Two times that they've gotten him, he struck out looking and he struck out swinging. Right-handed batter with power in the 7-hole. Merrill's 0-2. Fastball caught, strike three on the outside corner. 95 miles per hour. And one away in the top of the ninth. Merrill places Jack Anderson. Went 1 1/3 innings. He is currently in line for the loss. He allowed the 5 8th inning runs. To run single, Danny Bautista Jr. To run homer, Will Simpson. Phil Kahn takes a ball down and in. Escapes catcher Crouch. Goes to the backstop. And around to second base, Luke Mann. At a scoring position. 1-0 for Cole Kahn. That was awkward for Josh Crouch. That pitch came right at Cole Kahn, and Crouch dived right. He didn't get it. He was left laid out in front of the home plate umpire, Arguesa. A wild pitch from Merrill. Matt 180 feet away. Cole Kahn today is 0 for 4. Last time up, swinging strikeout. Reached on a drop third strike, scored a run. The pitch. Shot up the middle, off the foot of Merrill, right to the shortstop, McGonigal. Throws to first, gets the out to third base man. 1-6-3 on your scorecard. That's how the Whitecaps defense gets their kicks.
Ha ha ha.
You want to foot that bill? Here's the number 9. Here's Casey Yamauchi.
If the shoe fits.
I'm not going to wear it, man. Yamauchi is 2-for-4 with singles each of his last two trips. He scored 2 runs. Righty, righty. Man at third. The pitch. Fastball. Strike called outside corner. Lugnuts 8, Whitecaps 5. Coming up in the bottom of the ninth inning, the Whitecaps will have the top of the order. Jarvis, Anderson, McGonigal. Merrill to the plate. Fly ball. Center field. Seth Stevenson. To his right, he's under, he squeezes with two hands, side retired. Luke Mann left at third base. Let's go to the bottom of the ninth inning. A 3-run lead will have to suffice. Lugnuts 8, Whitecaps 5. Stay with us.
Our kids spend hours a day glued to their screens, but social media is addictive by design, hooking our kids on content full of lies, extremism, hate, drugs, and violence. YouTube, TikTok, Facebook, and Instagram make billions of dollars by exposing our children to danger and face no consequences. These companies don't care, and Congress won't act. So it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are holding these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Go, Gilbert!
Woo! To the bottom of the ninth inning. Lugnuts 8, Whitecaps 5, 3-run lead, 3 outs away from victory. and that would mean a third win in the first four games of this six-game series, setting the Lugnuts up for one win over the weekend to give themselves a series victory on the road. Mitch Myers back to the mound. 1, 2, 3 hitters up for the Whitecaps. Jarvis, Anderson, McGonigal. Diego Barrera, the lefty, ready in the pen. But the righty Myers against the lefty Jarvis, the righty Anderson, the lefty McGonigal. Jimmy Jarvis, the leadoff hitter. 2 singles, a walk, 1 run scored, 1 time caught stealing, and 4 plate appearances. The righty Myers winds and throws and starts it with a fastball for a called strike. No doubt there are some minds that turn back to yesterday's game when the Lugnuts brought a 4-2 lead to the bottom of the ninth. Jarvis takes, strike 2 called. And the Whitecaps rallied for 3 and the win.
Different day.
And no Max Clark in the lineup today for the Whitecaps. 0-2. Up high, just to show him the fastball.
Mitch Myers is pitching angry right now.
Are you broadcasting angry?
Nah, man, I'm good.
Yeah. Cool head. 1-2. Chopper hit over Myers. Yamauchi speeds in, gloves, throws. One hopping in, and the out at first. Simpson receives. Jarvis beaten. 1 gone in the bottom of the ninth.
Hey now, Casey. That's a heck of a play.
Slapping hands with Simpson back to their respective positions. Star that one on your scorecard. Tell you what, that pick by Simpson was not easy either.
It brought him off the bag, but he had just enough to keep 1 foot on.
8-5 Lugnuts. Max Anderson takes a called strike. Anderson is 1-for-4. The one hit was a 2-run homer that he hit to the right of the video board. The pitch hit in the air, and this is not going to leave. Second baseman Yamauchi beneath makes the catch. 2 outs. Casey Yamauchi has been playing second base virtually every day after Colby Halter was injured. He has stabilized that spot.
You think the other 7 defenders can just leave the diamond in case he's got it for the final out?
Well, I'd keep Ryan Lasko out there in center field. I think he could cover the rest of the ground.
No catcher needed, though.
Kevin McGonigal takes ball 1. 1 out away. Mitch Myers trying to seal this one up. Send it on its way. 8-5 nuts. He fires. Check swing. Strike called. Cutter from Myers against the left-handed swinging shortstop McGonigal. 1-for-4 with a single. The pitch, a chopper at Weekly. Casey Yamauchi, the second baseman, grabs, throws to first, and this ball game is over. So you needed Mitch on the mound, you needed Casey at second, and you needed Simpson at first to receive. 27 outs recorded. Lugnuts beat the Whitecaps 8-5. The postgame show is on its way next. The Lugnuts have won 3 of the first 4 in this series at LMCU Ballpark.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Turns out the Black Eyed Peas were right, and tonight really was a good, good night from West Michigan. Lugnuts rally from a 3-0 deficit, score 8 unanswered, and beat the Whitecaps 8-5. Welcome into Lugnuts postgame with Adam Jaxa. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Hey, Adam, how about this win?
Pretty darn good. This one felt great after a tough finish last night, but the Nuts, this night belonged to them. Down 3-0, they score 8 unanswered. They do give up 2 unearned runs in the 8th, but lockdown from Mitch Myers. Doesn't allow a base runner in the 9th. Second day, not the same as last night's now 9th inning. And that's a good feeling. The Nuts have won 3 of the first 4 in this series.
Multi-hit games today for Johnny Butler, for Aribel Anales, for Danny Bautista Jr., for Casey Amauchi, and for a man who had a monster night. How about Will Simpson?
Stud, man. Stud. I mean, the dude has hit 2 home runs this week to dead center and arguably the toughest place in the Midwest League to hit home runs. Not cheapies. He hit another one to the warning track that was caught off the wall earlier this week. He is pounding the baseball. Walks twice tonight. Drives in a few runs with the double and the homer. And the Nuts very happy to have number 10 sitting in the cleanup spot tonight and every night.
Yes, sir. Final totals, 8 runs, 12 hits, 1 error for the Lansing Lugnuts. 10 runners left on, 4 for 16 runners in scoring position. On the other side, 5 runs, 10 hits, 1 error for the Whitecaps. 7 left on, 2 for 9 with runners in scoring position. The winning pitcher, Mitch Myers, 4 innings of relief, 2 unearned runs, that is all. He struck out 1. There was only 1 strikeout by a Lugnut pitcher in the game. Don't worry about it. They made things work because of the defense. For the Whitecaps, the loss goes to Jack Anderson, and it's his first loss of the year. He allows 5 runs in an inning of the third, and his ERA jumps from 2.37. All the way up to 3-4-3. Time of the game was 2 hours and 45 minutes. And the Lugnuts did this in front of a crowd of 5,467. I thought I was wrong. The crowd tonight was 7,789. That's the proper attendance. 7,789. Lugnuts improved to 14-14, back to 500, at 46-47 for the year. While the Whitecaps fall a game under 500, 13-14. At 44-49 for the season. We've got 2 more games to go in this series. Let's go to the weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend. Yes. From West Michigan.
Yes, sir.
Spent great. Yesterday stung. You could have won the series tonight. You don't. You move forward. Lansing finds a way. They face adversity early, down 3-0. And just like we've seen from this team and this offense all year, they don't panic.
No.
They eat up bullpens. And their great pitching tonight allowed them to stay in this game and go get this win.
They were stymied by Colin Field through the first 5 innings. And then what they did to the West Michigan bullpen. 1 of the 6th, 1 of the 7th. They scored on Maloney. They scored on Cicada. And then they knocked around Jack Anderson. I cannot wait. Tomorrow night, 7:05 p.m., your starting pitching matchup. We'll see the Lugnuts start Will Johnston with Jacob Waters going in the pitching tandem against the Whitecaps left-hander Joe Miller. Then on Sunday, it's the Blaise Pontes Chen Zheng Ao Zhuang duo. They take on the right-hander Austin Bergner, continuing his minor league rehab. And then a day off on Monday, and the Lugnuts are coming back home to Jackson Field Tuesday through the following Sunday against the first-place Dayton Dragons. You're going to want to be there. It's going to be great. It might even be nuts, dare we say. As far as tonight goes, you ready to call it a night?
Let's do it, man. Let's go win the series tomorrow, eh?
Yes, sir. For Adam Jackson, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Final score, Lugnuts 8, Whitecaps 5. Good night from LMCU Ballpark, and go.